can I just say, amazingly, we have ended with some agreement. They're not big Harry Potter fans and they don't approve of cheating. Thank God. And relax. Can I say, they have been not just fabulous, but also feisty. My Friday panel reviewing the week's biggest news stories. Laura Perrins, Christian Wormer, thank you very much indeed for coming into Talk Radio. Right, I can take a breather now. John Holmes is here.
Well, I disagree with everybody on principle.
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah, so just because I'm here.
That's the only way.
There's some programme coming up. It's a Friday. Of course, we've got live music in the studio. We've dragged another busker in off the streets to perform for us.
You are eventually going to get done for that.
Yeah, I know, you're not really allowed to do it. And the net's starting to wear out, if I'm honest. It's one for the child catcher.
Well, that's all coming up. Well, you came up with a new payoff line for me earlier in the week. I'm going to use it. I do remember what it is. So it's 12:58. This is Talk Radio. I'm done, not just for another day, but for another week. I'll be back at 10 o'clock on Monday. This is Talk Radio. Thanks anyway.
Talk Radio. We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Alfa Romeo offers uncompromising Italian style, a century of innovation, and a history of racing legends. And now we're offering even more. In addition to our current promotions, you can now receive an extra £500 contribution on selected models across the Alfa Romeo range, but only till June 30th. So visit your local Alfa Romeo dealer now. £500 contribution includes VAT, available on selected stock ordered and registered by June 30th, 2017. T's and C's apply.
I'm a dead man.
Tim, Mudston Wolf, what's happened?
The party got out of hand. There's claret everywhere. The carpet, the sofa. My parents are going to kill me.
You're not dead yet, Tim. Your parents have 5-star de facto rated direct line home plus insurance.
What does that mean?
It means they're covered and the wolves just saved your bacon. Although I'd still make a quick getaway if I were you.
Why?
You're 31, Tim. It's time to fly the nest.
Cover your home with Direct Line's 5-star de facto rated home plus insurance. Search Direct Line Home Plus. Cover and limits apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Proceed to countdown. 10, 9.
This Friday is a EuroMillions jackpot event.
2, 1.
And there's a whopping £85 million to be
it's
won.
Out of this world. Over.
Tickets for Friday's jackpot event are available now. EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
This weekend at TradePoint, get 10% off the full FatMax range, like the 18-volt brushless combi drill with 2 2-amp lithium-ion batteries. Was £79, now just £71.10. But hurry, offer ends 3rd of July. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only.
TradePoint. Don't ignore the workplace. It's the law to have a work. Even if you work from home and only employ one person, you'll still need a work. You'll still need to offer a workplace pension. Ah, finally. I got your attention. Don't ignore the workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Morning. Sorry, Stevie's a bit poorly, so we won't be coming to nursery today.
OK, thanks for letting us know.
So I brought Max instead. I packed his favourite toy. He normally naps twice a day and loves playing outside.
Like getting your money's worth? Try the spicy chicken snack wrap. Just £1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. It's Friday. Let's do a programme. We'll start with Victoria in the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Downing Street rebukes council over Holter Grenfell meeting. Could organ donation rules change in England? And Eurythmics singer goes unrecognised.
Talk Radio.
The Conservative leader of Kensington and Chelsea Council insists a meeting last night didn't go ahead because of legal advice. The Prime Minister's spokesperson has criticised the decision to cancel the session when reporters turned up. But the leader said an open-door hearing would put the public investigation into the Grenfell fire at risk. Journalist and media law expert David Banks has told Talk Radio it's unprecedented.
I've never seen anything like this in 30 years of of reporting on councils and authorities and public meetings, I've not seen the like of it. So I was completely puzzled by this decision. And if you're excluding the general public, then you absolutely should have reporters sitting there to let the public know what goes on.
The funeral of Manchester bomb victim Martin Hett is underway. The 29-year-old PR manager, who'd appeared in several TV programmes, received tributes from the likes of Mariah Carey and the Coronation Street cast. His family has asked people to dress in black, but with something fabulous. Downing Street has indicated England could follow Scotland and Wales in changing the rules on organ donation to an opt-out system. Number 10 says it's keeping a close eye on whether the reforms will drive up donation rates. Andrea Cobbold donated part of her liver to save her baby son's life. She's told Talk Radio she thinks it's a good idea.
I know it's not an easy subject that you would bring up, but I think it would be a lot easier to opt out than it does to be opting in. I mean, it's not the fact that people don't want to, as generally as a rule, I believe, but unless you actually sit and talk about it. But if you really felt strongly about it, you would just opt out.
The German Chancellor says she hopes a decision by MPs in the country to legalise same-sex marriage will help bring society together. Angela Merkel voted against the move but was on the losing side. And Annie Lennox has been approached by a radio station worker in the US who didn't know who she was and asked her to submit music for consideration. The former Eurythmics lead singer has won 8 Brit Awards and 4 Grammys. She shared a photo of a message on social media from someone who describes herself as a new music coordinator.
Sorry, I wasn't listening to that. What?
John, I can't just repeat stuff because
you're
listening.
Did you do the whole news again? Because
no.
I sort of missed it, if I'm honest.
Well, I'm glad you missed it.
Right. What was the...
We do really need to hear it. We're about to do a whole show on it.
Yeah, I sort of didn't. Wasn't really listening, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, maybe you should...
What was the last one?
Annie Lennox.
Yes.
Off of Eurythmics.
Yes.
Somebody who works at a radio station in the States didn't know who she was and was like, oh, you can submit some music for consideration, we might play it.
Right. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, we'll go big on that. Right, today, Annie Lennox goes unrecognised at a radio station.
Can I guess the big story yet?
Nope. So, get some Annie Lennox ready. Victoria, thank you. How's your Friday shaping up?
That's good, thank you. How are you?
All right.
You went to see the Maccabees last night, didn't
and
you?
And the Mystery Jets, yeah, that's great.
I'm going
and
tomorrow.
Chloe's going tonight.
I'm going tomorrow.
Yep.
You're not coming, John.
I don't want to go.
It's a really good gig.
I'm sure it is, but, yeah. You know. Anything else?
Can I do the weather?
Oh,
please?
Yeah.
National
weather. So, cloudy for many of us this afternoon with some rain. A risk of heavy thundery showers across London and the southeast. Highs of 22 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with the news and the weather. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it. Selco is
where trade go. I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Huddersfield boss David Wagner says signing a new contract at the club was a no-brainer. He's agreed a deal until 2019 as he prepares to lead the side into their first ever Premier League season. Wagner guided the side to promotion through the playoffs in his first full campaign in charge. He's been linked with other jobs, but he says he's got a sense of old school loyalty. Meanwhile, the Terriers have broken their transfer record today with the permanent signing of Manchester City loanee Aaron Moy for £8 million. That deal could rise to £10 million for the midfielder, who was last season's Player of the Year at the Kirklees. Andy Murray faces an as yet undecided qualifier in the first round at Wimbledon, though he's struggling for fitness with a hip problem. Finally, British and Irish Lions captain Sam Warburton says he's not holding any grudges about missing the first test against New Zealand. The skipper was dropped by Warren Gatland for the 30-15 defeat in Auckland. He's back for the second must-win meeting in Wellington. Talk Sport will bring you full live commentary tomorrow morning. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
That is the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport. Yep.
That is the latest sports news powered by Talk
Sport.
You
don't have to repeat it.
That... Wait, what is it?
Right, Victoria, thank you. Ben, thank you. Ben can't hear him, he's not here. Let's just recorded it half.
Can you email Ben saying thank you, please?
Yes, drop him a little email from all of us here saying thank you for your support.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Victoria. Right, okay, Friday then, let's do what we, you know, what we have to do. Let's do the thing, let's do it.
Talk Radio.
The frozen strawberry lemonade is back. Tangy iced lemon with a sweet strawberry flavoured swirl. Then enjoy. Blue sky, off to the beach, windows down, aircon on, cold sea, hot sand and a lazy trip home. It's a quick burst of summer for only $1.99. The McCafe Iced Range at McDonald's. Serve until the 3rd of October, subject to availability. Price and participation may vary.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Talk Radio in the afternoons. Why not? We put a cap on refugees. We will take it in like a sort of behatted Corbynite. Send it hither and thither.
The Willity. Oh, I can't get my head around.
He's a peaked cap. Spotted.
Spotted.
Martin Roberts out of off of Holmes Under the Hammer.
Hurling his feces around.
I don't trust people. How do you know that the table didn't rush up to meet the pen?
But also, I don't think it's responsible to eat. But also, he's a public sector.
Is she a working man?
No. She's a retired lady.
Oh. Whoa! Hello, Nan. What's that about?
The last two times you've touched me.
I haven't touched. Without Paddington, there would be no Galloway.
No.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey.
So good afternoon then to you and welcome. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. And just as a point of order, let me reassure you that today we will be seeing the programme through to the end. Okay, we will. We will be, we won't be abandoning it halfway through. We're going to bring it to you as it goes on right to the end when we finish at 4 o'clock. And that's because, unlike the fiasco of yesterday's Grenfell Tower meeting, fortunately this programme hasn't been organised by the incompetent arses at Kensington and Chelsea Borough Council, so... I was looking into that. You probably saw the what happened yesterday. They had to abandon that council meeting and stuff. And the journalists got allowed. The High Court let the journalists in and they couldn't deal with that, so... I think what probably happened was that they had organised a good meeting, a robust meeting, a meeting that would have met all high meeting standards. But then, because of the cost of that good meeting, the council insisted the meeting was changed to a cheaper version of a meeting, where the standards weren't quite as high, just to save money. So really, that meeting was a disaster waiting to happen, wasn't it? When it came to it, the whole meeting more or less collapsed and had to be abandoned. So, and that's what happens when you cut corners, isn't it? And budgets. And ties with notions of decency regarding people's lives. But still, I don't imagine that the Conservative leader of Kensington and Chelsea Borough Council, Nicholas Paget-Brown, lives in a tower block anyway, does he? So, why would he, you know? Anyway, hello, welcome along. It is your 1-4 bit of talk radio. Brackets, weekdays. Other brackets, Friday. It is Friday. And have we got a show for you? Actually, I don't know. Let me check.
No, here.
Where is it? Where's the show?
Oh, that.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, it's good news, isn't it?
And it is Friday. So, of course, there'll be a showbiz roundup where a man from TalkSport goes through the showbiz for us. And he's a man from TalkSport with no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. And he's called Reese. He'll be with us very shortly. Headline Hijacker is on the way. 87222.
Start your message with the word.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
If you would like to get your made-up news story into the 2pm bulletin. That is what Headline Hijack is. It's what it's for. It's what it does. It's what we invite you to get involved in. Make up a news story using words that you know. Get it to us, and Victoria's mouth, which is this mouth, will be full of it. Full of your news, which you will then spit out on the radio. Your news lie masquerading as truth. There's our brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz as well. That's on the way. If you've been listening all week, it's the quiz for you, as we play you clips of things that have happened, and all you have to do is work out what happened next. Today's big stories analysed and investigated by Talk Radio's analytical and investigative team. What? Of Japanese poetry experts. It is their job to cover the news in short form oriental verse. That is the news in haikus. Work experience punditry is also on the way. That's where we drag one of our work experiences in here. Today, making his debut, Fraser. Fraser's going to be with us. And he's going to be reviewing, or rather previewing, I suppose, your films for the weekend. Be they cinema, be they stream, be they television. There's the big debate at 3. And we will take all your reactions this afternoon as well. Of course, you can text your reactions, you can Twitter your reactions, fax them as well. Send them via Pigeon. Or there's Talk Radio's brand new reaction catapult. Now, this is something you may have seen if you walk past Talk Radio. It's a reactapult, they're calling it. It's in the street outside here in London. All you need to do is shove your reaction into it and fire it physically through the glass windows here at Talk Radio. Yeah, it'll get to us very quickly. Cornelius has got some reactions that have been coming in, I think. Some reactions, Cornelius?
John, I'm so glad that gay marriage is now legal in Germany, because I'm German, and ich möchte eine dicke Mann heiraten.
That's very good, yeah. Friday, of course, on this show, is for the haters as well. We'll take your abuse, we'll take your trolling tweets and your texts, and we won't throw them away or bar you from the programme or block you or anything like that. What we'll do instead is give your hate, mail, tweets, texts, etc., to a man called Cornelius. Con.
Hello.
He'll take them to
Hello,
a lift.
John.
Hi. He'll take them to a lift, and he'll read out your hate as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Con Descending. If you'd like to hate us, here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with some hate.
And some hate. And it's Some Request Friday. Friday, that's what we do. It's like Radio 2's All Request Friday, except we can't play music. Oh, no, sir. Oh, no, madam. Our licence really doesn't allow us to do continual music for 3 hours, so instead we bring you speeches and talks for requests and dedications. Maybe, you know, as we said, it's your birthday and you'd like to hear a TED Talk, maybe Tim Farris's Why You Should Define Your Fears Instead of Your Goals TED Talk, or, you know, you just wanted to hear a banging Friday speech anthem, maybe the leader of the women's suffrage movement in the US, Anna Howard Shaw's 1915 speech, The Fundamental Principles of a Republic. I mean,
please don't send. We get that one every week.
It's a bit of an earworm, that speech now. It's all of that speech.
We've played it too much recently.
I know. It's burned out, hasn't it, for us all? Here we go, Ginger Dave is not producing. Ask Broadcast is through the glass, but she's not talking to me because she's in a mood with me, so she won't be speaking to us. Chloe is on the buns. Hi, Chloe.
Hello.
Hi, Chloe. Victoriana's on the news.
Hi, John.
Hi there. John. What?
You call me Con. Why can't you be John?
Cornelius is there.
Yes, I'm just here. Here I am. There he is. Just here.
I'm John Holmes, you're listening to Talk Radio
John
in the afternoon. Stop it now. And we must start with some music, the only bit we're allowed. And this will, of course, link us to today's big story, but the question is, how will it link us to today's big story?
Through a tenuous link.
That's right, the clues are there, it's the title, the song, it gets us to the big story we're going to be discussing in depth, so see if you can figure it out. From Jerry Reed's Eastbound and Down.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some hell of a mind in brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there.
I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound up, watch old Bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on. He's hot on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him. You gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound to die. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound up, watch old Bandit run.
And there it is. That is the song. It's Eastbound and Down. It's Jerry Reed. But how does it link to today's big story? Obviously, you've been playing along at home and there are no prizes. That's a fact. And there are no prizes in here either, but it hasn't stopped Cornelius trying to figure it all out. It links to today's big story. It's a song, links to the story. That's how it works. Hmm? Jerry Reed's Eastbound and Down.
Which I think it's the most dad song you've ever played on the show.
Why is that a dad song?
I just never heard of it. It sounded rubbish.
No.
And it had too much banjo.
There's no such thing as too much banjo. Everyone likes their banjo string plucked, and there's nothing wrong with it there on the radio.
What song is it?
Eastbound and Down.
Eastbound.
And Down.
Is it about a motorway?
No.
Is it something to do with direction?
No.
Down?
No. That's a direction.
Who's it by then?
Jerry Reed.
Is it something to do with reading? Jerry Halliwell, The Spice Girls. Reading. I've no idea.
No, I'll tell you. It's the song, the theme song from the film Smokey and the Bandit.
Okay. Right. Sounds like a dad film.
It's not a dad film, is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Anyway, it's the theme song from the film Smokey and the Bandit. Right, with Burt Reynolds.
Mm.
Okay. Smokey is slang term, CB radio slang term for the police. The police.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Right. Well, you're laughing and learning. Right. And Smokey.
Laughing.
Bacon.
Is a crisp.
Is a crisps. Who's a famous person to do with crisps?
Gary Lineker.
Gary Lineker, what's happened today?
I don't know, is he in the news?
Yes, Gary, not for the reasons you might think, that's still never been printed. But the story for it, why he's in the news today, is that he's done some tweets suggesting that there's no politics for him. It's either too left or too right. So Gary Lineker seems to be forming a centrist party. So that's what seems to happen.
He just wants ready salted.
And it's just plain down a little.
Yeah.
No one likes ready salted. So that's what we're going to be talking about. Gary Lineker has piddled over Twitter again with this, and he's just saying politics is too left and too right. Where's the middle ground? So Gary Lineker, and he's interfering again. That's what we'll be talking
about. He needs football to come back.
Yeah, you need something to do.
Yeah.
In today's big story. We'll do it next on Talk Radio in the Afternoon.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
I used to be a labourer. Yeah, I'd be on site by 7 every morning, which meant getting up at the break of dawn instead of staying in bed, cuddling my wife, Dawn. But now I drive with Uber, and I start when I want.
Are you ever going to get up?
Or when Dawn wants me to.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
Oh, bye.
myself. Don't wanna be.
I'm back, Mr. Alexander!
Back? What? Didn't even know you'd gone. Movies are better with two, which is why only CompareTheMarket.com customers get 2-for-1 cinema tickets with Meerkat Movies.
Qualifying purchase required. Tuesdays or Wednesdays, participating cinemas. Standard tickets only, cheapest ticket free. One membership for 12 months, conditions apply.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Proceed to countdown. 10. 9,
this Friday is a EuroMillions jackpot event. And there's a whopping £85 million to be won.
It's out of this world. Over.
Tickets for Friday's jackpot event are available now. EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Let's create a garden to be proud of. Because right now at Wix, there's buy one, get one free on all Cuprinol wood care. So you can relax in style. Items must be same price. Ends Monday.
Alfa Romeo offers uncompromising Italian style, a century of innovation, and a history of racing legends. And now we're offering even more. In addition to our current promotions, you can now receive an extra £500 contribution on selected models across the Alfa Romeo range, but only till June 30th. So visit your local Alfa Romeo dealer now. £500 contribution includes VAT, available on selected stock ordered and registered by June 30th, 2017. T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Two lanes are closed off on the M42 northbound between junction 3 for Redditch and 3A for the M40, with queues back to 2 at Oldchurch. Southbound also slow with onlookers. The M1 northbound in Leicestershire very slow around the M69 junction at junction 21 following an accident on the motorway island. There's also delays on the M1 northbound between 8 at Hemel Hempstead and 10 at Luton Airport following a crash. Very busy on the western section of the M25 and anti-clockwise through the Dartford Tunnel, and the M5 north solid through Somerset from Taunton to Weston-super-Mare. I'm Jamie Sercombe.
The welcome discount on unlimited BT Infinity has just got bigger, with a discount of over 35% on the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi versus major broadband providers. And no other provider gives you free access to 5 million Wi-Fi hotspots. But hurry, this offer ends 13th of July. Unlimited BT Infinity, broadband like no other. Visit bt.com/deals.
Subject to availability, new customers, terms apply. Discount was 26%, now 37% versus existing customer price. To verify, see bt.com/smarthub.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am him. And, well, it's time to talk about today's big story. So, as Jeremy Corbyn sacks some of his front benchers for rebelling against him over the single market votes, seemingly hypocritically forgetting that he pretty much rebelled against everything when he was a backbencher, and with the Conservative government throwing cash at a Northern Irish party with extreme right-wing views such as not allowing gay abortion to marry or some such medieval nonsense, Gary Lineker of football and crisps fame has come up with a solution. He set off a Twitter piddle by tweeting, "Anyone else feel politically homeless? Everything seems far right or way left. Something sensibly centrist might appeal." He's kind of left it hanging, floating there in the air. What else hangs floating in the air? Oh, that's right, a snowflake. Somehow in recent times, the likes of Lineker and Lily, brackets Alan, have, they've kind of positioned themselves as political commentators a bit, wading in whenever they see fit. Are we supposed to care what they think? I don't know. Is Lineker angling to become the poster boy for a new centrist movement, kind of like Macron in France, except reeking of salt and vinegar? Probably not. But let's find out from a man who knows about these things. It's Rupert Myers, of course, the political correspondent, editor of GQ. He's on the line. Hello, Rupert.
Hi. I think it's pretty unfair to put Gary and Lily Allen in the same category, by the way. I think Lily Allen's certainly one for shooting her mouth off about anything and everything. I think Gary Lineker's tweets this morning were somewhat more considered, and I think a lot of people who saw them will be nodding or agreeing with their colleagues that there really is a hollow middle to British politics.
Yeah. So what, I mean, are we looking at a Lineker centrist movement, do you think? I mean, I'd go for it.
I think it's too early to say who exactly leads the thing, but it's certainly true to say that Gary Lineker has, in recent months, been very outspoken certainly has had opinions on everything from Brexit to the failure of the political parties. It is somewhat amazing, it seems to me, that so many people are only just waking up to the fact that Jeremy Corbyn is a lifelong Eurosceptic. So AC Grayling this morning saying that his faith in Corbyn has collapsed now.
Yeah.
I mean, where were these people when Jeremy Corbyn was totally absent from the Brexit campaign? So, yes, there really is a sense that no one is really being served by the parties. The Liberal Democrats would like to jump up and say, oh, remember us. But they've had a torrid time of it of late with a leader who wasn't really the cup of tea of most people in the centre, with some tricky faith-based views.
Yeah, so you think then that Gary Lineker is definitely onto something here. There's a because we do hear a lot about the left. I mean, Corbyn, you know, sort of represents a far left. I mean, he's a bit more centrist than that, I suppose, but there's a certain element of the party. And certainly the Conservatives, well, again, you know, we hear a lot about the sort of the right end of it now. So where if it's not the Liberal Democrats, what people would go for that gap? What is the gap, Rupert?
Well, the gap is with people who want Britain to remain either in or as close as possible to being in the European Union.
Mm.
It's kind of bonkers that so many of our MPs at Westminster are in favour of remaining in the EU, but yet our two major political parties are led by people who are dead against it. So I think that there's a certain sense in which the leadership of the Conservatives and Labour are currently further from the middle than a lot of the MPs who sit behind them are. And if a new party is to exist, firstly, it could peel off possible rebels from either the Labour or the Conservative Party, and maybe even a few Lib Dems a bit fed up of the way that things are being managed. But it would also harness a feeling in the country and a feeling in business that people are sort of being ignored in what I've taken to calling the Magnus Magnusson Brexit, which is, we know, we started doing this, so we'll finish.
It's a bit like, I mean, this is kind of, we mentioned Macron there, and it's a little bit like what happened in France, though, isn't it? This party that wasn't very old, suddenly, you know, the old established parties were kind of swept aside, and through he came with these kind of ideas.
Political parties don't have a right to exist, and they cannot, must not ever take the public for granted.
Mm.
Macron showed that, especially in an age where you can get to people instantly, cheaply, quickly. It's never been easier to form a new political party. Of course, they have a slightly different political system in France, and we suffer from the difficulties of a first-past-the-post system that does favour the two main large traditional parties.
Yeah.
But certainly, we've never been in more politically disruptive times. Everything from Brexit to Trump to Macron shows that. So I think there's an appetite, there's an excitement. I think it was possibly always going to happen after Brexit. I don't think that this general election result necessarily is what encourages it. I think the split in national politics that hasn't gone away from the Brexit decision is going to be what forces a lot of people to really think, is there a better alternative waiting out there? Well, maybe it's one with very large ears who like selling crisps. Who knows?
Yeah. Would you, Rupert, if called, would you lead the party? if called upon by the public, Rupert. Come on,
I think my talents lie elsewhere.
A very political answer, that one.
Yeah.
I have to say, yeah, very good. But yeah, you're right, though. Free crisps for everyone, and I think it's a shoo-in. I think that's, you know, choose your own. And I'd say Gary Lineker probably would favour plain crisps, because
yeah,
that's
ready,
neither
sorted.
Yeah, neither one or the other, is it? It's right down the middle there, isn't it? Rupert, thank you so much for talking to us. Rupert Myers there, he's the political correspondent of GQ, of course, on the back of Gary Lineker's, I think that's the beginning of Gary Lineker's campaign, that tweet.
Yeah.
Today. I think.
He's been sort of denying it on Twitter, sort of encouraging other people. Go on then, go on, you do it.
You
it's
do,
like,
don't you?
Yeah. Go on, just do it yourself.
Yeah, the problem is, I know there's...
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm going to say about
it. Yep. Don't say it. I know what you're not going to say, more importantly.
Well, you can't say that, can you?
Because
it's never been published, because the stories of the... Anyway, so that's Talk Radio in the Afternoons, isn't it? That's right, and in the next half an hour of it, Well, Victoria's here with the news momentarily, but there will be today's headline hijack. And Rhys will be here, a man from Talk Sport, bringing us news of showbiz, a roundup of the week's showbiz from his perspective, the perspective of a man who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
Downing Street has criticised attempts to block reporters from a council meeting discussing the Grenfell Tower disaster. The High Court overturned a decision by the Conservative leader of Kensington and Chelsea Council to hold last night's session in private. He then cancelled the meeting. Sue Caro from Justice for Grenfell wants him to quit.
Well, if it was up to me, he'd be gone already. I've no idea how long they can continue to spin out this kind of clinging on by their fingertips. They've lost all respect.
Meanwhile, cladding samples from around 150 high-rise buildings in England have now failed fire safety tests. Celebrities, friends and family are attending the funeral of Manchester bombing victim Martin Hurt. Some of the 22-year-old's heroes, including Mariah Carey and the cast of Corrie, have paid tributes during the service in Stockport. Tennis star Venus Williams' lawyer says she sends her deepest condolences as police investigate whether she caused a fatal car crash. She denies witnesses' claim she jumped a red light in Florida before a collision in which a man died. German politicians have voted to legalise same-sex marriage. They've backed proposals for a change in the law, despite the move being opposed by the Chancellor Angela Merkel. And 999 is celebrating its 80th birthday. The service handles 560,000 calls a week. Around a third of them don't involve requests for help. Most of those are accidental dials or are made by children playing with phones. But earlier this year, a four-year-old boy helped save his mum's life by using her thumb to unlock her phone and then asking it to call 999.
She's closing her eyes and she's not breathing.
Can you go to your mummy and shake her for me?
She's not waking up. Mummy, it didn't work.
Oh my God, that makes me want to cry.
That isn't ended that up fine though. She was saved by that boy. Yeah. So that's great.
That actually made me cry a bit.
Yeah, isn't that sweet?
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard, but yeah, brilliant.
Yeah. Have you taught your girls how to
do that? Absolutely know about that. Yeah. Because I'm going to keel over at any moment.
With your recent health scare.
I mean, look, yeah, exactly.
I'm really worried because my flatmates moved out today, so it's just no one for me.
You need one of those panic buttons that old age pensioners have.
Wear it around my neck.
That's it. Yeah. Oh, fallen. Press the button. That's what you need. I'll get you one.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Shall I do the best?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm quite sad now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a happy story, though. Stop being sad.
All right.
It's just really sad audio, like.
It was.
She's not breathing.
Oh, my God. She's all right then.
She's fine now. Anyway, weather. Cloudy with rain in the north and west. Some brightness with heavy showers towards the southeast. Highs of 22 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Now, bonus news today.
Yes.
Is mineral news.
And thank you, everyone who's been tweeting me. I will look at the suggestion shortly.
I see. So this is, for those that don't know, bonus news comes at 3:30, where Victoria has to make the time up a little bit due to the fact that her bulletins are shorter than they used to be. And so, and she gets paid the same, and that's not fair. So
it is fair.
No.
That's how it should stay. No, if anything, I want my pay to increase.
It's not going to happen. Animal news, vegetable news, and mineral news, of course, on consecutive days. And today it's mineral news. The nation's favourite.
Mineral news.
Yes. They clamour, don't they? They clamour for the news. So that's at 3:30.
Yes.
But you haven't started yet.
No, but I know I've had multiple suggestions.
People are now tweeting you suggestions for these stories. Which actually,
really, you should be paying them for doing part of your work.
Actually, this isn't part of my job. This is just something you make me do. It's not in my contract.
Feel free to tweet invoices, everyone.
Yeah, to Victoria _ Bourne.
BOURNE.
Yeah. And to send your invoice.
I'm not going to pay anyone, but I will thank them and give them a shout-out.
A what?
A shout-out.
What's that?
Say their names on the radio.
Right, just call it that then, what it is. Just shout out, try and jazz it up.
That's what it's called.
We're not Capital Radio in the 1990s, come on.
All right, sorry.
All right.
Or Edith this morning.
Or Edith every morning. Down on Virgin Radio. Thanks, Victoria.
Thanks,
Headline Hijack.
John.
Well, Headline Hijack's on the way, of course, as well. I'll explain that in a minute.
If you've ever attempted to communicate with life in the furthest reaches of the universe by pointing your tin foil hat at the heavens and chanting, Nanu Nanu,
then you really need to listen to this week's mind-expanding installment of The Unexplained. This Sunday night from 10, we'll be looking back at 70 years since Roswell. They're marking that occasion. We'll be finding out how. We'll be talking about alien communication and what that's all about. We'll be finding out about a new way of looking at the UFO phenomenon and how the UFO phenomenon might be looking back at us. Plus, we'll be speaking with one of the world's main movers and shakers in tech and talking about our amazing digital future. Make contact on The Unexplained with me, Howard Hughes, this Sunday night from 10 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, and good it to you, as indeed we bring you a Friday Talk Radio programme. Later, live music, of course, that's what we do on a Friday, by dragging a busker in from the streets to perform for us at Microphone Point. Very shortly as well, Rhys will be here. He's from Talk Sport. He's got no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, and he'll be rounding up a week's worth of it. But we move like cagey tigers towards Headline Hijack. This is where you get to make the news up. It's where you get to invent a news story and then hear it said as truth out of Victoria in the 2pm bulletin. Here's the numbers to get yours to us, because the lines are open. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Murph has sent this one in. The emergency...
Murph?
Murph. M-U-R-P-H.
Murph.
The emergency services 999 line will be today be accepting calls from well-wishers to celebrate the anniversary.
This is a very safe one.
Of the first emergency phone line going live. When you ring 999, you will hear the operator just say, 999, what's your emergency? Or would you just like to wish us a happy birthday?
I should probably point out that that's
well, Murph said that.
Well, Murph's wrong. Because, you know, if people start doing that, that's going to get everyone into a lot of trouble.
Please don't do that.
And that's not true. Do not ring 999 unless you have a genuine emergency.
If you do feel the need to ring a number and wish them happy birthday, 03444991000.
03444 499 1000. Is that our number?
Yeah.
03444 499 1000. 03444 499 1000. And Cass will answer the phone, and then you can wish her a happy birthday.
Yeah.
She'll like that. Right, what else have we got here? Disney has apologised about all of the seven dwarfs from Snow White for all being middle-aged white men.
Ugh.
I know. Hashtags Snow White... so white. After criticism that the likes of Happy, Sleepy and Dopey were all old and stale and pale, the corporation has said that when they eventually get around to the inevitable live-action remake, they will ensure that the seven dwarves reflect today's society. And that's coming from Dean. And he's right, because that will happen. I mean, there's no question that that is going to happen. I mean, fair enough. You know, there'll be a trans dwarf. There will be. Because you have to do that. And that's fair enough. I think that's the only, I think that's the right thing to do. Hashtag Snow White, so white. Cornelius.
This one's from Malcolm, who we did want to win, but has been rejected by the news desk.
Oh, right. Go on, do tell.
Today marks the 77th anniversary of the first ever Your Mum joke being made on record. On the 30th of June in 1940, the Prime Minister Winston Churchill delivered the line in the Commons, "If the Nazis continue their occupation and expansion, their empire will soon be bigger than your mum." To the then leader of the opposition, Hastings Lee Smith. Churchill was made by the Speaker to withdraw the comment, and that's the reason you can't find it in any parliamentary logs.
And the news wouldn't go for that.
Definitely not. No, I don't know why.
We've done worse. So, there you go. Your chance now. Get your made-up news story to us. The number is this, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Next, we will, of course, be meeting Rhys. He's from TalkSport. He's going to have the showbiz. He knows nothing of it, or cares even fewer about it. But he's going to be here with it next on Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll take traffic and travel now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangey-fied for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a towie tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
Oh, look! Tom and Mary Wainthorpe are proud to announce the engagement of their daughter, Carrie, to Gareth Shadwell. Aww. Five-door hatchback for sale. One previous owner, full services...
Like getting your money's worth? Enjoy the delicious 99p mayo chicken, part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
Don't ignore the workplace. It's the law to have a work... Even if you work from home and only employ one person, you'll still need a work... You'll still need to offer a workplace pension. Ah, finally. I got your attention. Don't ignore the workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
There are over 15,000 products in the new Screwfix catalogue. Surprising how easy it is to pick up, really. The new Screwfix catalogue, packed with tools, accessories and loads of great trade deals. Pick up your free copy from any of our 520 stores nationwide.
Screwfix, here when you need us.
When you hear a PPI commercial like this, you think, I wonder if I ever did have PPI. And maybe I should claim with the deadline being announced. And then you think, oh, but I'm not sure where my paperwork is. So you end up doing nothing. Well, here's the easiest thing in the world to do. Just text the word PLEASE to 60777 and the claims guys will conduct a free search to discover if you ever had PPI. And then you can decide to pursue the claim yourself or get the claims guys to do it for you. Text PLEASE to 60777 now.
The claims guys.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The M42 northbound has two lanes closed between junction 3 for Redditch and 3A for the M40 following an accident and a spillage on the road. There's 45 minute delays back to junction 2 and southbound traffic solid with onlookers back to junction 5 for Solihull. One lane closed on the M1 northbound between junction 9 and 10 near Luton Airport, with queues back to junction 7 for Hemel Hempstead. The M5 northbound struggling through Somerset between 25 at Taunton and 21 at Weston-super-Mare, and the usual delays in the western section of the M25 and through the Dartford Tunnel. I'm Jamie Sercombe.
The welcome discount on unlimited BT Infinity has just got bigger, with a discount of over 35% on the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi versus major broadband providers. And no other provider gives you free access to 5 million Wi-Fi hotspots. But hurry, this offer ends 13th of July. Unlimited BT Infinity, broadband like no other. Visit bt.com/deals.
Subject to availability. New customers, terms apply. Discount was 26%, now 37% versus existing customer price. To verify, see bt.com/smarthub.
Surviving the Moment, a Talk Radio special with Simon Weston, CBE. Tomorrow night from 6. Join the Falklands hero as he talks candidly about the horrific moment his whole world was torn apart.
I'm Simon Weston. On the 8th of June 1982, my life changed forever when the British troop ship Sir Galahad was bombed.
The ship had been carrying two companies of the Welsh Guards. Although she'd been anchored for several hours, they were still aboard.
Discover the true inside story of one man's inspirational journey from victim to survivor to campaigner.
48 of my friends were killed that day, and I was left fighting for my life. A battle that would continue for many years.
We are all only one moment away from a completely different life. Surviving the Moment with Simon Weston. Tomorrow night from 6, only on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. Good afternoon. So there's new. I don't know. There's news. There's news around. All around. News is all around us.
We feel it in our news.
Anyway, there's a lot of news going on. Look, here's one here. May gets big EU exit boost. That's on the front of the Express. Injured Andy to fight pain in bid for Wimbledon glory. Labour in meltdown. That, of course, is in the Mail. because of Corbyn sacking some front benchers over the single market vote and so on and so forth. Gary Lineker wants to set up a centrist party that is just for people who like crisps. So there's a lot. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. Not the only one, Cornelius. Many people cannot get their heads around it. But we are here to help, and we do that by handing the news over every weekday morning to Talk Radio's crack Japanese poetry investigation team. And they take the news and they analyse it within the confines of short form Oriental verse. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Support Queen's speech, we can all agree that's money well spent.
The news in
just
haiku.
With that story very quickly, the DUP famously love the Queen, don't they?
They are Queen fans.
So why pay them? Are they going to disagree with her?
You had to pay them because you had to bribe them.
But they like the Queen.
You can't bribe them with the Queen. Yeah, but unless you said...
You're paying them to like the Queen, which they already do.
Yeah, you're paying them for many other things beside that. You're paying them to put votes through, like the... What, the Queen's speech, for one, had to be voted through, didn't it? And so...
What, her peach?
Yes. So the money isn't necessarily paid. What they could have done, actually, you might be onto something here. We could have saved ourselves £1 billion by going to the DUP and offering them the Queen maybe 2 days a week.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, and then they could just use the Queen for whatever they like, and then we'll have her back for the rest of it.
See?
That would have been a sort of Queen-sharing deal.
Yeah, that would have been better.
I don't know why nobody thought of that. Right then, from Her Majesty the Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom and of the Commonwealth to showbiz news. Now, regular listeners know this, on a Friday what we do is we bring you a week's worth of it, a roundup, if you will, of the last 7 days of exciting, glamorous showbiz, and we bring you it with all the enthusiasm of a man from TalkSport who has no interest in it or knowledge of it. It's Reese. Hello, Reese.
Hi, how you doing?
And we do like having you in because it reminds us that it's a Friday.
Friday, yeah.
You're our Friday feeling, Reese.
I like to bring the weekend in with me.
and in many ways you have.
Yep.
Yeah. So what I can't wait for this. What have you got?
At the top of it, there's a now ongoing battle over T-shirts between Sharon Osbourne, Notorious B.I.G.'s mum, apparently not the same person. I thought they were when I read the headline very quickly.
Right, yeah.
Sharon Osbourne and B.I.G.'s mum. Different people.
Do you think Jack Osbourne is Notorious and Big?
I just think he's B.I.G., isn't he?
Yeah.
And Notorious. Yeah, true, but yeah, they're fighting against the Kardashians, who rarely feature in this segment, over T-shirts. Apparently...
She's got a B.I.G. bottom, hasn't she?
She has, yeah. Yes. It's the Jenner wing of the Kardashian mothership that is in the argument at the time. They've brought out T-shirts with the likeness of famous albums, but with their faces incorporated within the artwork. Like Pink Floyd, Metallica, Led Zeppelin, The Doors, and Ozzy Osbourne, which is why Sharon's chipped in and said, "Girls, you haven't earned the right to put your face with musical icons. Stick to what you know, lip gloss."
Right.
Which is, you know...
Right.
Sharon Osbourne's right. You shouldn't associate yourself with musical icons unless you marry them.
Yeah, yes, very true. True.
I've got a... I'll share with you my Sharon Osbourne story, if you wish. Once, for reasons that are too complicated to go into, I ended up at Ozzy Osbourne's house in Buckinghamshire.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And by the way, his toilet paper downstairs is branded with golden O's for Ozzy Osbourne. It's the bespoke toilet paper. And yes, I did steal some. However, I haven't wiped my bottom on it. I've kept it. Right.
Yeah, no, totally.
Anyway, but Sharon Osbourne was... but this is a bit indiscreet. Maybe I can't tell you all that. But anyway, one of the things I learned was that once Sharon Osbourne and Ozzy Osbourne, while playing a gig in... Because I said I was from Canterbury, we were talking.
Yeah.
And they did a gig in Canterbury at the University of Kent back in the day, right? Mm-hmm. This must have been Black Sabbath, because Pink Floyd and Led Zepp all played there as well back in the day, right? So Ozzy Osbourne... I was staying in a bed and breakfast, she told me, in Canterbury, and I was trying to get her to tell me the name of it in case it was still there. But when they got back late at night, Ozzy, she said, was desperate for a poo.
Mm-hmm.
And the bed and breakfast didn't have en-suite facilities, and someone was in the toilet at the end of the corridor.
Oh, right,
okay. And so Ozzy did what any rock star would do, and he went in somebody's shoe that they'd left outside their room to be cleaned. And that's my Sharon Osbourne story.
I think that's just one fairly considerate in a way, because you're not going on the carpet.
No.
Yeah, true.
That shoe's about to be cleaned anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's going to go anywhere, it's going to go there. And if you knew where said... what's the radio friendly word for poo? Well, just poo.
Poo.
Where the poo's come from?
Yeah,
where the poo's come from? You know, you might be tempted to.
And also, Sharon
might
Osbourne
might be a bit early for eBay. I've seen some second-hand things on there.
Sharon Osbourne also, if you don't get up and one with it, hence the Kardashians. Uh-huh. She told me this. She said what she does is she sends them a gift. She sends them a Tiffany box,
mm-hmm.
Wrapped up like in properly delivered, right? But you know, from Tiffany, the expensive posh jewelers.
Yeah,
but inside is some of her poo instead of some jewellery. And she sends that to people she doesn't like or get on with. So I'm thinking the Kardashians are probably on the receiving end of that now.
She's got a lot of time on her hands, hasn't she?
She's got more than time on her hands.
I thought her and Ozzy...
It's how she scoops it in.
Yeah.
I thought her and Ozzy split up.
They did.
Are they back together?
They did. They are back together now. Yeah, he was sleeping with his hairdresser for a little while, but now he's back with
his wife. He has a hairdresser?
That's what I was thinking at the time. I was thinking that's probably the easiest haircut of all time. I'll just have what I've been wearing for the past 30 or 50 years or whatever it is.
Right, so, okay, so that's good. What else we got in this world of showbiz?
Rihanna's new, and this is a term I hate, billionaire beau, which is like her boyfriend, the geezer she's seeing at present time. Hassan Jameel flew a life-size bear halfway around the world on an empty jet to woo her.
It was a bear.
It was a stuffed bear.
Oh.
If it was an actual bear, she might have been a bit more... Because, I'm not being funny, if you're sort of Rihanna, you've probably got quite a few offers, in all fairness.
Yeah.
And some geezer flies a jet to the nearest airport to your house, or probably her own private, you know, runway. And you go on there, and there's just a massive Care Bear. You're going to feel a bit left down, aren't you? You're going to feel a little bit let down by that.
It's a Care Bear.
It's like a massive, life-size teddy bear.
Right.
And that's it. That was all that was on the plate.
To be clear, it wasn't a chimpanzee, was it?
No, move on.
All right, fine.
I was just checking. Did the beau woo?
He's still being billed as her current beau.
Yeah.
So I can only assume it wasn't a deal breaker.
It's I always like it when you bring us the showbiz language as well that's never used anywhere else. Romp is a favourite.
Romp is up there.
Yeah. Is there a source this week?
There isn't a source. Oh, there isn't a source. There is a funny quote from a Love Island partner.
Go on.
Yeah, Craig Lawson, as you'll all know, as you know, it's kept us all on the edge of our seats.
Craig Lawson, anyone?
Exactly.
Is he in?
He isn't in the band Lawson. No.
No, no. Is he in Love Island?
He's just gone in there. There's apparently 11 of them just been thrown in there.
Yes, I know. So I watch Love Island.
What's wrong with you?
It's really good, actually. It's really good. You have to watch it for like one episode or maybe two, but then you're in and it's great.
It hooks you, does it?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that how you get into Love Island? You just have to watch it and then you're invited in. Is that what you said?
Is it a gateway to other trash television? If I watch that, will I then find myself watching The Housewives of Orange County? Because I haven't got that much time on my hands to be addicted to this much rubbish.
Twice this week I found myself watching Celebrity Juice and going, oh, it's not that bad.
It is that bad.
It is really
bad.
And
then the guy who does the voiceover from Love Island, Ian Sterling, he's a very funny comic because he's got a new show called Celebability, which is on after Love Island. Right. And it's actually really funny. It's a bit Shooting Stars-esque,
right,
but for a different generation.
Right. That I have watched, and it was all right.
Yeah, it's all right. Virgin Radio's Matt Richardson was on it last night, and he was very funny.
Right, there we go. So, never heard of it.
Yeah. This Craig's partner didn't know he was going into Love Island.
Brilliant.
She's taken it quite well. On her Facebook, she says, as many of you have seen and messaged me about, yes, I'm fully aware that the disgrace that calls himself my son's father is going into Love Island. So she starts off quite diplomatic about the whole thing. He is dead to me and he is dead to my son.
No.
Cranks it up a notch. He has not even had the decency to contact me regarding this and regarding arrangements for my son. Up until last night, I was under the impression that my son was going to spend the weekend with him like he does every other weekend. I mean, she could probably still fly her kid out to... wherever this is based. It wouldn't be massively appropriate, but
it's. I almost lost interest there when you said Love Island. I'll be honest with you. I was
in danger. Don't worry.
Yeah. No concept of what the. I just don't know what they are.
I think. This person's gone on Love Island without telling his partner.
Well, yeah, but how do you get on Love Island?
What? You audition. It's just like just like getting on Big Brother. It's not a celebrity show.
Oh.
It's just a reality show.
Is that why I haven't heard of Craig Lawson?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I assumed that was a thing.
No, he's not a famous person. He is now for being a famously big letdown. But
right. Anything else? In the showbiz bag?
Adele swore a lot at her gig, which is not something you expect at
an
Adele
gig. She swears a lot.
She was apparently on a swearing ban, but now she's talking about quitting the road and this might be the last time I perform in front of you. Some of the gems were, blank me, I've never been so blanking scared in all my blanking life. I don't know how to get my blanking nerves out, I'm blanking myself. Are you
Oh, there's a spectacle.
My favourite one of the whole thing is, are you ready to have a good time with me? Well, tough blanking blank, it's a blanking miserable show.
Which that sort of sums this up as well, I find.
I feel like that's a decent appraisal of the tone of the music. I feel like that's probably what Coldplay should put out as some sort of warning before their gigs.
Reese, we're out of time.
We are indeed.
We are out of time. But thank you once again for dipping a murky toe into those dirty showbiz waters on our behalf. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Reese there, a man from TalkSport with no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, bringing us the showbiz. Now, a made-up news story is on the way. It's Headline Hijack, of course, and we'd like you to make the story up. That's how it works. It sits in the news. It nestles in the news. It hides in the news. But what is the story? Can you spot it? And who's spotted? And who's sent it in today? Cornelius.
It's Karen.
Karen?
Yeah.
Where's Karen from?
Karen is from Carlisle.
Karen in Carlisle, well done. Your made-up news story will be coming out of Victoria's mouth, masquerading as truth very shortly indeed. Still to come this afternoon, Fraser's here. He is a work experience. He's going to be reviewing films for us as part of work experience punditry. And a man called Cornelius will be in a lift as the lift travels downwards through the building, reading out the haters' texts and tweets. It's a feature we call Con Descending. All that coming on the programme before four, among other things. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio, Friday afternoon.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
At Homebase, we're all about amazing prices for outdoor entertaining, like garden furniture from just £39.99 and barbecues from only £7.99. Homebase, always low prices.
This is the sound of a man who unexpectedly fell into cold water and instinctively is trying to swim hard. This is the sound of the cold water shock making him gasp uncontrollably and breathe in water until he drowns. Whereas this is the sound of a man who fell into cold water and knows how to survive. You have to fight your instinct to swim and just float until the cold water shock has passed and you can control your breathing. This is a safety message from the RNLI. Float to live. Visit respectthewater.com.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019. So text check to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's check to 80800.
My thing, popping on the Lycra and swallowing the odd insect. I'm into my cycling, you see. We meet every Sunday morning, 7:30 on the dot. We just planned a trip to the Alps, well, the Welsh Alps, so we need a new bike rack. It's got to keep four bikes safe on the roof whilst we plan our Tour de Wales in the car underneath.
Sounds like Ben's thing is a roof-mounted four-bike car carrier rack. Find your thing on eBay, the UK's number one online destination for car parts and accessories. eBay. Find your thing.
Well, I wasn't really sure I'd belong in the army. Just thought they expected the guys to be super strong. And before I joined, every press-up felt like 10. So on the second day, one of the lads offered to do some jobs for me for a few evenings so I can get some extra sessions in the gym. Yeah, so 10 years on, I'm our regiment's boxing champion, and that was all thanks to Jonesy. He didn't do much, but it meant a lot.
This is Belonging. Find where you belong. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Let's create a garden to be proud of. Because right now at Wickes, there's buy one, get one free on all Cuprinol wood care, so you can relax in style. Items must be same price. Ends Monday.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At just after two, good afternoon and welcome. It's Talk Radio. Yes, I'm John Holmes and here's Victoria with the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, anger over private Grenfell meeting, funeral for Manchester bombing victim and a fifth marriage for Sean Bean.
Talk Radio.
Downing Street has criticised council attempts to hold a meeting about the Grenfell Tower fire in private. The local authority in Kensington and Chelsea called it off last night after the High Court ruled reporters must be allowed in. Labour councillor Robert Atkinson, who was at the meeting, has attacked the decision to scrap the session.
A complete shambles and a fiasco and shows enormous disrespect for my residents, for the victims of the fire, and for the residents of Kensington and Chelsea who have seen their council hiding from them for the last week.
Meanwhile, a man arrested on suspicion of fraudulently claiming to have lost family members in the disaster has been charged. The funeral of Martin Hett, who was one of the 22 people killed in the Manchester Arena bombing, is taking place in Stockport. His family promised a fabulous and theatrical send-off for the 29-year-old. Some of his heroes, including Mariah Carey and the cast of Coronation Street, paid tributes during the service. His father, Paul, says he loved the limelight.
Father's Day this year was the first difficult event since the tragedy happened. We knew, though, that Martin would have wanted us to celebrate, just as we always have done. So we went out, we raised a glass or two, and it was just like he was there with us.
The German Parliament has decided to expand rights for same-sex couples by legalising gay marriage. But the Chancellor Angela Merkel voted against the change, saying the union should be exclusively between a man and a woman. Venus Williams is being investigated after claims she was involved in a car crash which led to the death of an elderly man. Police in Florida say the tennis star was at fault in the incident, but her lawyers dispute that. And the actor Sean Bean has got married for a fifth time. He tied the knot with his girlfriend Ashley Moore. The 58-year-old has three daughters, two with his second wife and one with his third.
What?
That's not very nice. You should be saying pardon.
Pardon?
Why are you saying pardon?
Just because I wasn't listening to you.
Can I do the weather, please?
Have you finished the news?
Yes.
Then yes, you can.
Talk Radio National Weather.
You can do it now if you like.
Okay.
All right, then.
Great idea.
Okay.
Cloudy with some rain in the north and west. Yep. And brightness with heavy showers towards the southeast. Highs of 22 degrees.
Thank you very much. Always end on a high.
You always say that.
And you always do. There's Victoria with the news. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Huddersfield boss David Wagner has agreed a new deal until 2019 as he prepares to lead the Terriers into a first ever Premier League season. Meanwhile, they've completed the signing of Manchester City loanee Aaron Moy for £8 million. The midfielder becomes the club's record signing. Andy Murray will face world number 134 Alexander Bublik of Russia in the first round at Wimbledon. That's if the world number one's fit. He's been dealing with a hip problem. So too Johanna Konta, who had a bad fall at Eastbourne yesterday, ruling her out of the rest of the tournament. She'll face Su Wei Shea in the first round at SW19 if fit. Finally, British and Irish Lions captain Sam Warburton says he's not holding any grudges about missing the first test against New Zealand. The skipper was dropped by Warren Gatland for the 30-15 defeat in Auckland. He's back in the side for the second must-win meeting in Wellington. You can hear the whole thing live tomorrow morning on Talk Sports. That is the latest sports news powered by Talk Sports.
And finally, as school prom season quickly approaches, it's being said that this year could see school leavers having difficulty booking stretch limousines due to a national shortage. There are now fewer stretch limos due to austerity measures brought in last year. That saw a quarter of the vehicles halved into two vehicles to help cope with the struggling numbers.
Thank you very much, Victoria, for the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. And also thank you very much, Victoria, for the weather as well.
Thanks for saying thanks, John.
Thank you for saying thank you.
Okay.
I'm in a very polite mood today. Now, Weetabix, Victoria.
The cereal?
Yes, are you aware of the scandal?
No.
Keep listening.
Did you have to clarify the cereal there as if there's another Weetabix?
Just thought I'd check.
She's a journalist. She asks all the questions.
Yeah.
You take all the angles.
Mm-hmm.
Do you take all the angles?
No.
Okay. So, Weetabix next. Weetabix, Weetascan, hashtag Weetascandal. We'll be discussing it very shortly indeed. Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So still to come on the programme then, before we stop at 4 o'clock, we will be bringing you today's work experience punditry. It's where we drag a work experience in here and give them real world media experience by getting them to review stuff. Today, Fraser's in. It's his debut. And he's going to be going through the films for the weekend for you. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. A man in a lift reading out the haters' texts and tweets that was received over the past 7 days what is called Con. The lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Con Descending. And don't forget live music in the last half an hour as we drag another busker in from the streets to perform for us to take us into the weekend. All of that very much on the way.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Now, it's also Some Request Friday. Here's how it works. Over on Radio 2, they have All Request Friday. So we can't call it that because they've got a copyright on the word all. They are also allowed to play music as requests and dedications because they're a music radio station. We are not, due to strict Ofcom guidelines for a speech station. What we can do, though, of course, is bring you speeches and talks. And what a popular feature this is, as people get in touch on a Friday, just to put you in the weekend mood again, really, those banging speech and talk anthems. I mean, what? Just some of them. You were saying earlier, Courtney, it's about an earworm, weren't you, about the fact that... I think it Anna Howard Shaw's
head of the suffragist movement
in the US. Yes, that's right. 1915 speech, the fundamental principle of a republic.
Yeah. People just call it fundamental, don't they?
Like, I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah.
That one. But it's if you'd like to get in touch, this is one that's just come in here. It says, "Hi John, where is it? Let's look. Here we go. Hi John, Con, Cass, Victoria, Hannah, Joe, and Sex Luke, who works downstairs." In the area of the internet. Could you please play for me How to Design a Library that Makes Kids Want to Read? It's a TED Talk by Michael Beirut. And will you dedicate it to my office manager, Sheila? She hasn't turned up for work today. She was drunk last night and sick on my jaunty hat. Sheila, you owe me money. And not in the form of IOU notes like last time. And that's come in from Simon in County Mayo. So thank you very much, Simon. This then is for you as part of Some Request Friday.
So, I live in fear of unintended consequences. And so this is a story about consequences intended and unintended. I got called by an organization called Robinhood to do a favor for them. Robinhood is based in New York, a wonderful philanthropic organization that does what it says in the name. They take from rich people, give it to poor people. In this case, what they wanted to benefit was the New York City school system, a huge enterprise that educates more than a million students at a time, and in buildings that are like this one, old buildings, big buildings, drafty buildings, sometimes buildings that are in disrepair, certainly buildings that could use a renovation. Robinhood had this ambition to improve these buildings in some way, but what they realized was to fix the buildings would be too expensive and impractical. So instead, they tried to figure out what one room they could go into in each of these buildings, as many buildings as they could, and fix that one room so that they could improve the lives of the children inside as they were studying.
Boom! What a banger! They played that at Glastonbury, didn't someone cover that?
Yeah,
Glastonbury, is that right?
I think Corbyn did it on the secret set.
Very good.
Yeah.
What a anthem! For the weekend there, that's really got me in the zone, that has. How to design a library that makes kids want to read. Michael Beirut's TED Talk. Playing that for Simon in County Mayo this afternoon. If you've got a request for a speech or a talk, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Right, let's talk about Weetabix. So here's what's happened. You've probably seen this in the news. Hundreds of boxes of Weetabix are being held under lock and key by New Zealand Customs after they were seized because officials down under thought they might confuse customers. And this is because in New Zealand there's a rival cereal called Weetabix. Just the A missing there. And they've complained about the British brand coming onto New Zealand soil. They don't like wheaty immigration down there, do they? Mm. On the line to discuss this is Tour Radio's New Zealand correspondent, Ed. Hello, Ed.
Kia ora. I mean, hello. So I keep forgetting that you guys stole our greeting phrase for a juice brand. So, I mean, isn't this kind of like payback, really?
Right. Don't know what you're talking about.
What was it? Capri Sun.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Too orangey for crows.
I see.
Anyway, and her sister Rita has more or less eclipsed Kia now. So let's be upfront about this. You are a producer here at Talk Radio. You, in fact, produced this show last week.
Indeed.
But you are New Zealandish, and this is a story that concerns you. Now, you are a New Zealand correspondent, but obviously it's your last day today, technically, isn't it? Because you're leaving to go to the BBC, so...
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm kind of actually... It's not even my last day. It's, just a day off, really, so... Right. I'll send in the invoice for this.
Fine. Tell us about this Weetabix story. What are your kind doing down there?
To be honest, I have no idea. They say it's going to be confusing for consumers in New Zealand, that they're going to get confused between the traditional good old-fashioned Weetabix, which has been supporting the Kiwi Kids Triathlon, which has been sponsoring our national rugby team for years, Weetabix. Which has had the great slogan, "How many can you do?" Challenging kids to eat 20 or more Weetabix every morning if they can. I don't think there's going to be any confusion here, so I don't see why they've decided to just stop one little shipment of your inferior Weetabix.
Well, yeah, but hang on a minute. I'll take issue with that, right, because our Weetabix, right, did our Prime Minister run through those fields of wheat in vain? Did she? No. As a child, she ran through those fields of wheat just so we could have Weetabix. And you, with your ways.
Their Prime Minister, Therese May.
Yeah. Therese May.
She might have run through those fields of wheat, but did she actually taste some Weetabix after she finished that? You know, if she'd tasted Weetabix and then had a bowl of Weetabix straight after, she would have decided, my goodness, this New Zealand product is so much better.
Ed, what is Weetabix? I mean, does it look like Weetabix?
Yep.
Right, it's the same. It's the same thing.
It's exactly the same. It's a slightly different shape.
So they copied.
More oval.
So you copied us. You ripped it off us. You copied us.
And then,
well, I wouldn't say copy. I'd say you probably exported it and we just adapted it for New Zealand climate.
Just crossed the A out.
Well, yeah. New Zealanders famously have something against vowels. They always mix them up just whatever. For example, Ed is on the phone, but he calls himself Id, which sounds like it's short for idiot.
Yeah, which I'm thinking it now is.
Well, I wonder if maybe when they came out, people just started saying, oh, Weetabix, and they sort of just slowly dropped the A, thinking, oh, this is the kind of vowel we don't need, we'll just call it Weetabix, put a hyphen there instead to point out that there might have been a vowel there at some point in production.
Needless to say, there's a hashtag, free the Weetabix, for people trying to get the Weetabix out of customs prison down under. I think there should be a taste-off, a bit really, down there. So we just got, whether you down there or us up here have got the best Bix, frankly. Look, also, by the way, I take objection to your country's brand, Corner Flakes. I really object to that.
I'm with you on that. There should be no such thing as Corner Flakes. It should be Corny Flakes.
Yeah. Yeah. And where there's Corn Flakes, but with E's.
Well, yeah. The singer Lord has just an E on the end of her name as well, and she's from New Zealand.
Well, there you go.
What is it? New Zealand and vowels.
You people are scum, Ed.
Look, I can only apologise for our people, but, you know, I think we're doing a good job here. I think, you know, our wheat mix is far more superior. In fact, I am walking past Talk Radio at some point this afternoon. If I can find some wheat mix, would you like me to bring some in for you to do that
taste? No, I'm sick of it. It tastes disgusting.
Is it true you're the only reason you're moving to the BBC is because it has no vowels in the name?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Ed there. Our New Zealand correspondent filling us in there on the row, hashtag free the Weetabix, which is a genuine hashtag. Bringing you all the big stories on the programme this afternoon. As I say, Theresa May, did she run through those fields in vain? Look at what sacrifice she laid down for us, and look what's happened now. Anyway, let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word.
That's Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag free the Weetabix.
Next! End of the week quiz. It's brand loyalty time on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin. Get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
Lucy's dad's favourite pesto pork.
When I was little, dad loved doing a barbecue. The minute the sun came out, he was straight outside. He always made his favourite pesto pork while I ran around the garden causing havoc. So today, when dad comes to visit, I'm treating him to pesto pork with char-grilled fennel and crispy crackling on the side. Difference is, now it's my kids who run around causing havoc.
Find Lucy's dad's favourite pesto pork recipe online or in-store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Work doesn't end because you're not there. It's always 9 a.m. somewhere. There's always a call to take. And business doesn't sleep, even when you do. E-Receptionist lets you step outside the office and balance work with life. With eReceptionist, calls can be directed to a landline or your mobile. So wherever you are, you're local. And with our unique app, you can dial out from your landline number with your mobile. Take a free 30-day trial at ereceptionist.co.uk. Cancel within 30 days to avoid charges.
It's out with the old and in with the new when you trade in your old car with Renault. We're offering £2,500 scrappage allowance towards the purchase of a brand new Renault Kadjar or Renault Captur from limited stock, along with 3 years 0% APR representative finance. Amazing crossover designs packed with the latest technology. Book your test drive today. Order and register by the 10th of July. Retail customers and participating dealers only. Offer not available in conjunction with other finance deposit contributions. Minimum deposit required. Renault Finance over 18. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
This weekend at TradePoint, get 10% off the full FatMax range, like the 18-volt brushless combi drill with two 2-amp lithium-ion batteries. Was £79, now just £71.10. But hurry, offer ends 3rd of July. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only.
TradePoint. Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Long delays on the M42 northbound. Two lanes are closed between junction 3 at Redditch and 3A for the M40, with queues back beyond junction 2 for Alvechurch. Very slow on the M5, heading down towards the southwest, southbound from 14 at Thornbury down to 19 at Portishead. Northbound traffic is struggling from 25 at Taunton to 21 at Weston at Supermare. The M6 through Cheshire is struggling southbound after an accident between 18 at Middlewich and 17 at Sandbach. And very slow on the western stretch of the M25 and also queues through the Dartford Tunnel. I'm Jamie Sirkham.
The welcome discount on unlimited BT Infinity has just got bigger, with a discount of over 35% on the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi versus major broadband providers. And no other provider gives you free access to 5 million Wi-Fi hotspots. But hurry, this offer ends 13th of July. Unlimited BT Infinity, broadband like no other. Visit bt.com/deals.
Subject to availability, new customers, terms apply. Discount was 26%, now 37% versus existing customer price. To verify, see bt.com/smarthub.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And of course, it's Friday. So what do we do on a Friday? I'll tell you what we do. We test the brand loyalty of the listener as we look back over the shoulder of the week.
Looking back over my shoulder.
That's what we do. Bringing you clips of things that have happened on the show in the preceding 5 days and asking you what happened next. Let's meet today's contestant. He's called Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Hello. Very well, thank you, Dave. I'm more interested in how you are, Dave, if I'm honest. How are you?
No, I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Where are you, Dave? What do you do?
Well, at the moment, I'm working in Wolverhampton.
Yep.
I'm an occupational therapist.
Oh, occupational therapist.
Yeah,
How long have you been doing that, Dave?
Oh, years. About 7 or 8 years.
Right, okay. So, for those that don't know, occupational therapy, now this is helping people, it's sort of rehabilitation. Is it physical rehabilitation and so forth? Is that right?
Yeah. It's huge, really. At the moment, I'm working with people who are poorly, trying to keep them away from hospital, keeping them at home.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, so yeah.
Yeah, and are you from Wolverhampton, or have you just sort of ended up in Wolverhampton?
No, I've ended up in Wolverhampton. I sort of do a lot of locum extra work, and okay. I met my wife at university. She's from Dudley, so
Does she have the Dudley accent, Dave? Was that what attracted you to her in the first place?
Oh, I shouldn't have said Dudley, should I? No, she's from Black Country. She's Bridey Hill, so no, it's not a Dudley accent.
Not quite Dudley accent.
No, not quite Dudley.
No, it's good. Not like Dudley. Dudley. No, all right, like, dear. I always like people who say they're from Dudley. I'm from Dudley. Oh, I'm from Dudley.
Yeah. She definitely doesn't sound like that. And every time I take the mic out of her, then,
it's not good.
Yeah. It's definitely Black Country.
Yeah. Right, fine. Okay. Now, I know, Dave, I know that you've been listening to every word we've said.
Every single word.
Every last minute, every last drop of the show you have lapped up with your ears, I know. and what you're going to have are 3 clips. And all you have to do, really, is tell us what happened next. Okay.
Okay.
That's it. So we'll start, if we can, with Tuesday. Here we go with today's end of the week quiz. Here we go. Tuesday, Dave.
Tuesday.
We played a game of Toddler Pops. Well, obviously, I spoke to Maisie and asked her how she was feeling.
£1 billion, John.
What? No. Talk Radio don't pay fees. You're doing this for free.
No, you big idiot. £1 million for Ireland. Theresa May has basically bribed them to let her stay in number 10.
Well, yes, I mean, money talks, so...
They held talks, and she's giving them £1 billion. Where she pulled that from? Out of her Tory bum.
And there it was, Maisie, you see, discussing the big news story and the £1 billion that the Conservatives gave to the DUP to bribe them. But then what did Maisie say that the DUP would spend the £1 billion on? Was it A, would they spend £1 million on no more abortions and banning gays? Did she say B, they would reprint money in order to ensure that the Queen's head was on both sides of the notes and coins? Or did she say C, they'd spend the money on replacing the 7 in 7-Up with a D?
Ooh. Now, it's between A and C. I think it's A.
Hey, let's find out what she said.
£1 billion to the DUP so they can spend it on no abortions and banning gays. It's insane!
Is the right answer. Very well played there, Dave. Dudley Dave, I'm going to call you. So, question number 2. On Wednesday, this is a Wednesday question, we played out a clip of when I called BBC Radio Kent, the local radio station, BBC Radio Kent, to talk about one of my favourite TV shows from the past, BJ and the Bear.
Hi, Harvey, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us here on BBC Radio Kent.
Very welcome.
So, what would you like to see return to our TV screens in 2017?
Well, I don't know whether you remember this, but it was, I suppose it was in the, I don't know, maybe 80s, early 90s, but it was a programme called BJ and the Bear, which was...
I don't remember that.
Do you not remember it?
No.
Okay, it was about a truck driver called BJ McKay, played by the actor Greg Evigan, and he was a truck driver. It was on Saturday evenings. You know that $1 million man kind of slot, the 80s slot?
right. on Saturday evening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was a driver called BJ McKay, and he had his best friend called Bear. But the thing about it that was brilliant was that.
Ah. What a cliffhanger. What was the thing about it, Dave, that was so brilliant? What was so funny? So funny, this is, about BJ and the Bear. Was it A, when Greg Evigan, the actor Greg Evigan, he played BJ McKay, the trucker, was when he was ironically killed by a bear on a trekking holiday in Canada? Was it B, that the lead character's name, BJ, is a naughty combination of letters? Is that what's funny? Or is it C, that the bear... Listen carefully, this is complicated, this one. Is it that the bear from BJ and the Bear was not a bear, but was a chimpanzee? Which of those is the right answer?
Well...
no, just say it. Please,
well, it's
not sure you understand.
No!
It's quite complicated, isn't it, Dave?
It is. I think. Yeah, we need to think about this a little bit. What's the options again, please?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's whether Greg Evigan was killed by a bear in Canada, the lead character's name, BJ, a naughty combination of letters, or whether the bear... Listen carefully. The bear from BJ and the Bear... It was not a bear, but it was a chimpanzee, but was called Bear.
Ooh. I think, it's got to be C.
Let's find out!
The thing about it that was brilliant was that Bear, his best friend, was actually a chimpanzee.
It's a chimpanzee! Just to be clear, Bear, he was called Bear, but he was a chimpanzee. Here's question three. Yesterday, we played out the second chapter of The Galloway, a children's book poem inspired by the Gruffalo, all about George Galloway.
On went their worker through the factory estate. A Blairite saw the worker and laid out the beat. Where are you going, working class Jack? Enlist in my war and go to Iraq. That's terribly kind of you, Blairite, but no way. I'm off to a talk by the Galloway.
The Galloway there. Part three of that, by the way, coming at the beginning of next week. We're running it as a sort of serial. Now, we played that out, but then what did we say? What did I say immediately after that chapter had played? Did I say A, George Galloway will be doing a live reading of that on his show on Talk Radio tonight at 7 o'clock? Did I say B, the prequel to The Galloway will be called The Dumfries? Or C, did I say, listen to that beautiful children's story, Michael Bond, the author of Paddington Bear, did not die in vain? Which of those?
Aww. I definitely see.
Let's have a listen. Have you said see?
Michael Bond did not die in vain.
It's right. It's the right answer.
Yes.
Now, Cornelius, you've been working out the scores very quickly
and,
there. Dudley
Dave clearly has been listening to every hour.
Yes,
John.
Yes.
Because he got three out of three.
Dave, congratulations. Well done.
Thank you very much.
You win nothing apart from our admiration. Budget issue. So thank you very much, Dave there. Occupational therapist is in Wolverhampton, and Dudley Dave playing the end of the week quiz. And don't forget, you can hear all of it in full on our podcast, which is available. The new one will be available as of later today, I imagine. Is that right?
Hopefully, by five.
If it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can find that at talkradio.co.uk or iTunes, of course. Marcus has just tweeted us, by the way. Hi, John. Just listening to the brand loyalty quiz. Quite confused as to what animal BJ McKay is. BJ McKay was the trucker, but his best friend was called Bear, and Bear, he wasn't a bear, he was a chimpanzee, Marcus. And that's... It is confusing, I know. I'll explain it again in the next half an hour.
No.
Coming up... Work experience punditry. Our work experience Fraser is here. He is going to be previewing some of the films for you for the weekend. Be they at the cinema, be they at streaming, or be they at the television. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. More news in haikus, of course. Live music as we drag a busker in from the streets and get them to perform at microphone point to take us into the weekend in the last half an hour. It's 2 2:30 now, though. Victoria's got the news. I never wanted
to say goodbye. Talk Radio. Kensington and Chelsea Council has been criticised by Downing Street after trying to hold a meeting about the Grenfell Tower in private. It was scrapped last night after journalists obtained a court order. Meanwhile, cladding samples from hundreds of high-rise buildings are still being tested. But Sir Peter Bonfield from the government's new expert fire safety panel says the real issue is what to do next.
Already the industry has got together and we're assembling a whole array of professionals and experts over the next few days to really think through that question and give advice back to tower block owners around the country and, most importantly, to people that live in those buildings.
Meanwhile, a man accused of fraudulently claiming to be a victim of the Grenfell Tower fire has appeared in court. The 52-year-old's been remanded in custody after allegedly receiving clothes, food, cash and a hotel accommodation. The funeral of Martin Hett, one of the victims of the Manchester Arena bombing, has taken place in Stockport. Video tributes have been made by some of the celebrities he was a fan of, including comedian Jason Manford and the cast of Coronation Street. Gay marriage has been legalised in Germany. It got the support of the majority of politicians, despite being opposed by Chancellor Angela Merkel. And £30,000 has been raised for a woman who was attacked with acid on her 21st birthday. A fundraising page was set up for Resham Khan and is passed its target in just 5 days. Police are still searching for 24-year-old John Tomlin in connection with the attack, but are warning people not to approach him. The weather: cloudy with rain in the north and west, some brightness with heavy showers towards the southeast, highs of 22 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Yes, there is, and there's more in an hour as well.
Yes.
Because today, bonus news, Victoria's bonus news slot, slot is smaller than it used to be, so we've had to expand it, and we've done that by 3:30, animal news, vegetable news or mineral news, because she still gets paid the same, even though...
That's right.
Yeah.
It should be the same.
Well, it is
or
the
more.
Same, because you do bonus news!
Yes.
Yes, and so today's mineral news, which is your
mineral news.
Yes, which is your least favourite.
Correct.
But the nation's favourite.
Yeah, I wonder why that happened.
So, would you like to tease us with a mineral?
Nope.
Oh. Have you not started researching it yet?
No, well, I've got suggestions. Yeah. Thank you to those who tweeted in.
Just a suggestion.
Well, if anything, they're going to be the only stories I'm using.
That's lazy, though, isn't that? That's people...
Yeah.
Oh. Is that how you do the actual news? Do you tweet out going, does anyone got any news they want me to read? And then people send you news stories.
Well, isn't that how Headline Hijack works?
Well, kind of. don't mention that after.
Sorry.
But that's kind of, you know, because you should be there deep. You should be elbow deep in mineral.
You should be on the ground, literally digging for minerals.
If somebody wants to provide lots of minerals, like diamonds, for me to... go through, that's fine.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's Victoria. She will have your
mineral news.
Yeah, your mineral news, not hers. Your mineral news in around an hour's time. We'll do work experience punditry next.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motormouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, just before we meet Fraser and his work experience film reviews, that he's been to see some films with his work experience eyes, don't forget, it's Some Request Friday. You can request speeches and talks. Not music, we're not a music radio station, but if you'd like a shout out, as I believe it's called, then we can do that for you by playing you a speech and a talk. Here's one that's come in here. Hi, John and the team. My horse, Genevieve, and I love your show and tune in every Friday. Could you please play for my horse Tom Hanks' America's Dad monologue from Saturday Night Live while Genevieve and I warm up for our jousting tournament, which we have this evening? Thanks very much. And that's from Errol in Flynn. Well, Errol, of course we could. That's what we're here for. Your wish is our command. You want a speech or a talk as a request? We'll play it for you. Here it is.
You know, magazine cover recently called me America's dad. And I would have preferred sexiest man alive, but I will take it. Anyhow, America is feeling a little nervous these days. And I'm a responsible father, so I thought maybe it's time we had a little chat. Hey, buddy. There's my big growing nation. How you doing, champ? So, rough year, huh? Yeah, I hear you. You got a lot going on inside you. Huh? You're feeling anxious and conflicted, and you're scared about what's going to happen next. Well, you are going to be fine. Remember when you went through that depression? This is nothing. You're just growing up, and you're in an awkward phase. For example, you may have noticed that your complexion is changing. You're getting it a little darker, and you're freaking out about it. But that's natural for a nation of immigrants like yourself.
There it is. Tom Hanks on Saturday Night Live playing that especially for Errol's horse, Genevieve, as they warm up for a jousting tournament. If you'd like a speech or a talk played for you this afternoon, well, that's what we're here for. Just consider me Simon Mayo, except with talking instead of music. And we are here to do that for you. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk. Radio on any word you want.
You're having trouble speaking there, aren't you? Because your mouth, Cornelius, is claggy.
It is a bit claggy.
Yeah.
So I was eating during that speech, but did finish my food when we've come back on air, so like a professional. But I was eating mini cheddars.
They are not nice, mini cheddars. I don't like
I really like them.
I'm not keen on a mini cheddar. Fraser, where do you stand on mini cheddars?
Not at all. No, I would never buy them out of choice.
They are.
Ever.
They're dry, thick, claggy food, aren't they?
Yeah, it's nice, though. They're nice. It makes you drink more, which I think is healthy.
We could just do that without the cheddar. It's too claggy as a...
They go well with beer.
Anyway, exciting chat here. That's what we're here for. But Fraser's with us. Welcome, Fraser.
Hello.
Work experience punditry. You are work experience.
Indeed.
And this is where you get pulled out of the office.
Yeah.
Don't have to do anything in there. And
never.
Instead given real work experience to do, which is reviewing stuff.
Absolutely, yes.
So we're going to go to Traffic and Travel momentarily, but obviously this is your debut. I mean, I don't want to put the pressure on or anything.
Thanks for saying that.
But, you
that's
know,
great.
You're doing films.
I am indeed.
So just give us
indeed.
A little hint of what we might be talking about, if you would.
Oh, we'll be talking about machines.
Good.
Babies.
Yes.
And an animated superhero.
Let's talk about that after Traffic and Travel.
All
which
in
is,
one film.
There.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And then we'll talk about some other films.
Yeah.
All right, Fraser, stay with us. It's on the way. Work experience punditry, where we tell the work experience that it's real world experience, getting them a leg up into the industry. It's a massive lie. It isn't. It's not helpful at all. The only reason they're here is because we don't have to pay them. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. So I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Once upon a time, there was a magical place where you could hear tall tales of beastly boys, ghastly girls, and really awful adults. Story Hour with David Walliams on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Every Sunday afternoon from 3, join Britain's best-selling storyteller as he reads from a selection of his brilliant children's books.
Goodbye, ranky-danky rhubarb! Good riddance!
Story Hour with David Walliams on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books.
I'm a dead man. I'm a dead man.
Tim, Winston Wolf, what's happened?
The party got out of hand. There's claret everywhere. The carpet, the sofa. My parents are going to kill me.
You're not dead yet, Tim. Your parents have 5-star DeFacto rated Direct Line Home Plus insurance.
What does that mean?
It means they're covered and the wolves just saved your bacon. Although I'd still make a quick getaway if I were you.
Why?
You're 31, Tim. It's time to fly the nest.
Cover your home with Direct Line's 5-star DeFacto rated Home Plus insurance. Search Direct Line Home Plus. Cover and limits apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Have I got PPI?
I usually feel stressed when I deal with financial institutions. Have I got PPI.com and their free PPI check really helped me. But the claim clock is ticking. The deadline for missold PPI claims has been set for August 2019. So text HAVE to 80800 for your free PPI check before it's too late.
Have I got PPI?
That's HAVE to 80800.
I fitted another one of those Valent EcoFit boilers today with a V-Smart.
V-Smart?
Yeah. It lets my customer control their boiler from anywhere through an app.
That's smart.
And it can help reduce bills too by making it work even more efficiently.
That's smart too.
It shows energy usage and it'll even connect to a smart home.
That's really smart. Why is it called V-Smart then?
At Valent, we're with you all the way. So our EcoFit Pure Range is compatible with V-Smart to give complete control. Search Valent V-Smart for more.
This is the sound of a man who unexpectedly fell into cold water and instinctively is trying to swim hard. This is the sound of the cold water shock making him gasp uncontrollably and breathe in water until he drowns. Whereas this is the sound of a man who fell into cold water and knows how to survive. You have to fight your instinct to swim and just float until the cold water shock has passed and you can control your breathing. This is a safety message from the RNLI. Float to live. Visit respectthewater.com.
At Homebase, we're all about amazing prices for outdoor entertaining, like garden furniture from just £39.99 and barbecues from only £7.99. Homebase, always low prices.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Long delays on the M42 northbound. Two lanes are closed between Junction 3 at Redditch and 3A for the M40, with queues back beyond Junction 2 for Alvechurch. Very slow on the M5, heading down towards the southwest, southbound from 14 at Thornbury down to 19 at Portishead. Northbound traffic is struggling from 25 at Taunton to 21 at Weston at Supermare. The M6 through Cheshire is struggling southbound after an accident between 18 at Middlewich and 17 at Sandbach. And very slow on the western stretch of the M25 and also queues through the Dartford Tunnel. I'm Jamie Sirkham.
The welcome discount on unlimited BT Infinity has just got bigger, with a discount of over 35% on the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi versus major broadband providers. And no other provider gives you free access to 5 million Wi-Fi hotspots. But hurry, this offer ends 13th of July. Unlimited BT Infinity, broadband like no other. Visit bt.com/deals.
Subject to availability, new customers, terms apply. Discount was 26%, now 37% versus existing customer price. To verify, see bt.com/smarthub.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate and unfiltered comments on The Breakfast Show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Weekday mornings from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So then, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. It's Friday, of course. We'll be taking you into Friday, into your weekend and your Friday night with live music later as we drag a busker in from the streets and force them to perform at microphone point. It's part of our busker sessions. It's just what we do on a Friday. A lot of news around, though. We've already talked, of course, about the great Weetabix scandal of New Zealand. Theresa May run through those fields in vain? Weetabix have found themselves impounded in New Zealand because of the quite similar sounding Weetabix from that actual country. We know, of course, there was a disruption to the meeting yesterday, the Kensington and Chelsea Borough Council meeting, after the High Court said that journalists should be allowed into that meeting. Labour councillor has called for the resignation of the council boss over it all as well. So there's quite a lot going on. I mean, the news is quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
No, but you don't need to because of Talk Radio's crack Japanese poetry investigation team.
Yeah, well, no, I went down to their floor.
Yeah, and they're very busy down there. Their job is to take the news, as complicated as it is, and to sort of simplify it down into rigid set number of syllables. Short form Oriental verse is their speciality, and of course when you analyse the news, that's what you end up with. But it's their job to sort of sort it all out for us. But it's all right, because they've done it again. They've come up trumps. Actually, that's a bad thing now, isn't it? You don't want to come up trumps. They've come up Obama with... with the new five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. The news in haikus.
Trump slams presenter. for low IQ and weird face. Pot kettle orange.
No, I was right. I was right. They literally did come up trumps there. It's the news in haiku. So, work experience punditry then. It's where we get our work experiences and we put them in front of microphones to review stuff for us because they are free. Fraser, welcome indeed.
Thank you very much,
good
John.
Good to have you on air. You are doing film. Where are we going to start?
We're going to start with Transformers The Last Knight.
Yes.
Ah, yes.
The latest in the franchise.
Yeah.
I can, from your noises, I can tell already. Should we have a clip first?
Yes, let's
all
do
right,
that, yeah.
Transformers. What is it called? The Last Knight?
The Last Knight.
Last Knight.
We have guests! What's the matter with you?
Oh, shit, my bits have fallen off.
Idiot!
What the hell?
Good guy.
Master, he's a complete knucklehead.
I'm awfully sorry about that, but, you see, he thinks it's still the year 1918 or 1914, something like that, isn't it? I mean, it's late onset of, well, robot dementia. Not at all pretty.
Yeah. I don't know what you're smoking in that pipe, man, but what's going on here? Will you drag me to some Transformer retirement home?
Mm-hmm.
Look, somebody better start talking or I'm out of here.
Whoa, 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 okay. Bumblebee, we only met when I was a little boy in short pants. I must have been that tall, maybe taller, or maybe shorter, I can't remember. But...
You know this guy?
Oh, yeah.
Look, old-timer, I don't have a ton of patience for riddles right now.
Yes, but you want to know, don't you, dude? Why they keep coming here to Earth.
Why do they keep coming here to Earth, Fraser?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. The film was nonsensical from start to finish. And I think nobody was particularly surprised by that. It's got a whopping 15% on Rotten Tomatoes, the film reviewing website. So, and I read that before I watched the film, so my hopes weren't high. Yet somehow I was still disappointed by what I saw.
Have you been with them throughout the franchise? I mean, you didn't go in cold to this, did you?
No. So I used to love Transformers, actually, because it was a TV series when I was younger. It was like a reboot of the original. I think before that it was a comic, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe. And so I've always had like a, you know, an affinity with it. And so when they started producing the live action films, I thought, all right, this could be good. And I was wrong, really, wasn't I? So the first two had Shia LaBeouf as the
that's right,
as the main character.
Yeah.
And I think, to be fair, the first film is probably the best one because you just kind of go along with it. And
the thing is now, I think you're right, and I haven't seen this latest one and probably won't.
Don't.
But I kind of got fed up at around number three.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
Maybe 10 minutes into number three, I just gave up.
Yeah.
Because they're all the same.
Yeah.
And B,
yep,
once you've seen big, great, big 60-foot-high fighting robots, you've sort of seen them. And this one presumably doesn't bring anything new to that part.
Not at all. And also, you've also got the same problem of not knowing who's who, because the robots are so... They're so
same. They're in disguise.
Well, indeed. And they're more than meets the eye, you might say. But but no, you can't tell who's who. It's just a mishmash of explosions. It's just classic Michael Bay, basically.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of explosions, a lot of noise, and the dialogue is tripe, I've written down, which I think is an accurate description.
Yeah. Well, just hearing a bit of it then, you were spot on.
Really,
but that's
terrible.
Anthony Hopkins, for heaven's sake.
I know. And to be fair, Mark Wahlberg and Anthony Hopkins are probably the two redeeming features. I say redeeming, like, nothing can redeem it.
Yeah.
But they're the two features of the film where I think, okay, that's fine. Okay, I don't mind when you're on screen, mainly because Anthony Hopkins is fantastic.
Yeah.
And Mark Wahlberg does his comedy stuff really well. But literally, apart from that, I may as well not have seen it.
It was shot partly in and around Oxford, is that right?
Yes, exactly. And it's on the topic of England, actually. They start off in medieval England, and I thought I'd walked into the wrong cinema. I thought I'd walked into Guy Ritchie's Arthur.
Yeah.
and literally, the first 10 minutes is just in Arthurian England. I thought,
but with robots.
This is the thing, right? With robots, okay? And so Transformers are meant to have been here for, like, however long.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how on earth have they managed to disguise themselves?
Because they've got their own robots in disguise.
Yeah, but in Arthurian England, right, when machines are nowhere near being invented, how, like, you know, they can't, you can't do it. You physically can't disguise yourself when machines haven't been invented.
Well, that was one of my questions, because they're disguised as trucks and cars, which they didn't have.
Precisely.
So how did they... Chariots? Horses?
They decide not to reveal that crucial plot plot device there.
Yeah.
But overall, it's pretty bad. Yeah. One of the Transformers has a beard as well, which I, again, found hilarious.
Classic disguise.
Is it made of metal?
It seems to, like, sway in the wind, and, like, it looked fairly hairy,
right,
actually.
How does a machine grow...
And this is the thing. Oh. This is more things which are wrong with the Transformers franchise. Yeah. Although it's the last night, I really hope it's...
They need to modernise it for the next one, I think. Bring in a bit of diversity.
How can you modernise robots?
Trans-Transformers. So you've got, basically... I'm not going to explain the plot.
No, yeah. Oh my God. I was going to say, yeah, I'm not going to say anything. We'll move on.
Very, very nice.
I'm not going to sing the theme tune thought. Right.
But the point is, the robots can identify however they like, can't they? Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they can. It's up to them, right? However they want to present themselves, it is entirely up to them. And that's how they modernise. Trans-Transformers.
Yeah, good.
What are we talking about next?
Something else, please. we're talking about The Boss Baby.
Yes.
Which stars Alec Baldwin, Tobey Maguire, Jimmy Kimmel and Lisa Kudrow as voice actors.
Let's have a clip of Boss Baby.
We babies are having a crisis.
Oh, no!
That's awful!
Oh, what is it?
Well, it's simpler if I just show you. Teddy, if you please.
Let's put on a show. Here we go.
Jimbo, hit the lights. You see... Babies aren't getting as much love as we used to.
Why?
Behold our mortal enemy, puppies.
Aww.
No, no! That's exactly the problem. This is war. Puppies are winning, and babies are losing.
That's all bad news, baby.
What are we going to do?
You're going to help me.
Genius!
Home run!
You still got it, boss.
Yay!
Yay! Now, your parents all work for Puppy Co., so have you learned anything from them?
Yes, sir.
Sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Triplets, go.
A, B, C, D.
No, what have you learned about puppies?
Hey, puppies!
No, Jimbo, puppies are evil. Stacy, read back the notes.
I can't read.
This is my team? A muscle head, a bunch of yes men, and a doodler?
Exactly. Affirmative.
Put that cookie down. Cookies are for closers.
Boss Baby.
Boss Baby.
So this is out on what? DVD or something?
It is recently out on DVD.
Is DVD still even a thing?
Apparently so. Mm. Apparently so. Although I may have streamed it.
Fair enough.
Instead.
What's it like? I mean,
it's not... Again, it's not as bad as I thought it was. So it's better than Transformers.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's already an improvement. The plot is... I mean, I won't give too much away in case... anybody really wants to see this, but it essentially is set in a child's, like, imagination. It's a very vivid imagination, and he's about 7 years old, and then this baby comes along, and he's like, oh my god, this baby's here, it's ruining everything, taking my parents' love away. And then it turns out that the baby's, like, from Baby Corps, and he's been sent to try and investigate why puppies get more love than babies. Quite rightly.
Sounds like the plot to Cats and Dogs.
Yeah, I thought so as well.
Babies and dogs.
Yeah, you're not too far wrong. I was saying earlier, actually, it's a bit like Inside Out meets Cats and Dogs, in the sense that Inside Out had that, like, emotional upheaval and everything. And Tim, the main character, the 7-year-old, kind of goes through that. And also, yeah, like Cats and Dogs, it's just like about babies and dogs. So it's fine. The film is fine. I laughed occasionally.
Yeah, it's probably not aimed at you.
No, which is why I was surprised. Yeah. I didn't automatically hate it. I thought this was going to be like really childish humour. And I mean, to be fair, I recommend it if you just ran out of Disney films to watch.
Would my children like it? They are 7 and 5.
You know what? I think they would.
Yeah.
I think they would. I think so. Alec Baldwin is actually like really good. I was going to say surprisingly good, because most of what I think of Alec Baldwin stems from his portrayal in Team America, which which is less,
my 7-year-old and 5-year-old love that.
Oh well. Oh my god.
America! Shut up! Don't say that, Maisie.
So, yeah, so Alec Baldwin was great. He's very good. And Tobey Maguire as well. I love Tobey Maguire, but he didn't really sound
Spider-Man. Like Spider-Man.
Exactly. He didn't really sound like Tobey Maguire, though, which I found quite odd, but I just let him off because it's Tobey Maguire, so it's fine, really. But yeah, overall, I'll give it like a 6 out of 10 if I had to. If Transformers is a 0,
yeah,
this is a 6.
All right, okay.
So yeah, markedly better for sure.
Finally, we turn to television, do we?
We do indeed.
Go on.
So last Saturday, Green Lantern, the 2011 film, was on 5 Star. And which is a Freeview channel,
right?
Because you're looking at me like you've never watched that. Yeah, no. So there's
it a Channel 5 channel? Sort of
it is. It is. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
It'd be weird if it was Channel 4, wouldn't it?
So I think we have a clip for that as
all
well.
Right. Green Lantern.
Okay. All right. Place the ring and speak the oath. The oath. Because everybody knows the oath. I used to sing it in camp. I, Hal Jordan, do solemnly swear to pledge allegiance to a lantern that I got from a dying purple alien in a swamp, to infinity and beyond, by the power of Grayskull. What the hell? Come on, if you can find me 100 miles in the middle of nowhere, you'd think that you... No! Brightest day and blackest night. No evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might beware my power. Green Lantern's life.
So I get quite confused with the superhero stuff, right? So,
yeah.
Because... Is this Marvel or DC or what? What's Green Lantern? Where does that fit?
Green Lantern is DC.
Okay.
And this was before Batman vs. Superman, Man of Steel. So it's not part of the current continuity of DC superhero films. It was originally intended to be DC's answer to Iron Man, which came out, I think, a few years previously. And obviously that was incredible. That was a huge hit. And basically what Marvel did with Iron Man is they took like a second-tier character and brought him into the big screen.
I mean, even the names Iron Man and Green Lantern. I mean, Iron Man just, you know, if there's an Iron Man and a Green Lantern, you know, that's winning.
Exactly, yeah. But so essentially DC were like, right, we can do the same. Let's take a, you know, kind of second-rate superhero of ours and, you know, do something big with it. And it at the time, it failed really. It flopped horrifically, panned by everybody. And I'm a massive fan of comic book movies at the moment, although, funnily enough, not the DC ones, but that's a different story. Mm. And so I thought, you know what, I'll give it a go, because, you know, it's probably worth watching. And it was actually not as bad as I thought it was. It was still not a great movie,
yeah.
Okay? It's still not very good at all. But at the same time, it was better than I expected. A bit like Boss Baby, actually. Ryan Reynolds stars as the Green Lantern. And he's fantastic, absolutely fantastic. I think he's probably one of my favourite actors, actually, at the moment.
Okay.
And he basically sets the film alight, no pun intended. And he does a really good job. I think the main problem with it is that the CGI looks incredibly dated.
Yeah.
I think the budget was $200 million, and it's probably the worst-looking $200 million film ever made.
Right.
So some of the CGI looks something out of like a... like a PS1 game, you know, way back in the day. It just looks really, like chunky and just not particularly realistic at all.
Yeah, I mean, I stopped doing that after Sonic the Hedgehog. So if it's anything like that, then fine.
Yeah, you know, it's not too far off.
Okay,
actually,
fine.
Yeah, not too far off.
Fraser, look, we're out of time, I have to say. So thank you for coming in and doing that.
No, at all.
So Green Lantern available to watch on something, probably.
Yeah,
is,
probably somewhere.
Somewhere. Good. All right. There you go. Film, streaming, telly. Done. Excellent. Did you just wink at me?
No.
Okay,
not
weird.
At all. No, I just never
switched. Something in your eye?
Yeah.
Fine. All right, good. I thought that was your sign off. Fraser there.
He was winking at me. Don't
all
get
right,
jealous.
Fine. There he was with work experience punditry reviewing the films from the point of view of a man we don't have to pay. Next, in the next hour, there will be the big debate at 3. Of course, Victoria's bonus news and live music as we drag a busker in from the streets to perform for us to take you musically into the weekend. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I used to be a security guard. work nights. Instead of being at home with the kids watching TV, I was always at work with Big Barry watching CCTV. But now I drive with Uber. I don't have to work on social hours if I don't want to, and I can do and watch whatever I want.
Daddy, can I watch Doggy Detective?
Brilliant.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
Guys, Voyager, proceed to countdown. 10, 9...
This Friday is a EuroMillions jackpot event.
2,
and there's a whopping £85 million to be won.
It's out of this world.
Tickets for Friday's jackpot event are available now. EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
If you still haven't gotten around to finding out if you ever had PPI, then it's probably time you did. Because even though there's still time to claim before the PPI deadline, time is the one thing that will eventually run out. All you have to do is text the word PLEASE to 60777 and the claims guys will conduct a free search to discover if you ever had PPI. You can then claim the money yourself or let the claims guys do it for you. It's your choice. Isn't it time you texted PLEASE to 60777?
The claims guys.
The race is on this summer.
I'm coming for you, Storm.
Good luck out there. You're gonna need it.
Do your kids need refueling? Take a pit stop at Subway stores and get a 4-inch sub, a drink, and a snack. Plus, get an exclusive Disney Pixar Cars 3 toy with every kids pack. 4 to collect. Disney Pixar Cars 3 in cinemas July 14th. Subway. Keep discovering. Available for a limited time only at participating stores while stocks last.
Alfa Romeo offers uncompromising Italian style, a century of innovation, and a history of racing legends. And now we're offering even more. In addition to our current promotions, you can now receive an extra £500 contribution on selected models across the Alfa Romeo range, but only till June 30th. So visit your local Alfa Romeo dealer now. £500 contribution includes VAT, available on selected stock ordered and registered by June 30th, 2017. T's and C's apply.
Let's create a garden to be proud of. Because right now at Wix, there's buy one, get one free on all Cupanol wood care, so you can relax in style. Items must be same price. Ends Monday.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Just after 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Grenfell Tower executive steps aside, star tributes for Manchester bombing victim, and could organ donation rules change in England?
Talk Radio.
The government has criticised Kensington and Chelsea Council for trying to hold a meeting about the Grenfell Tower fire in private. It was cancelled after journalists obtained a High Court order allowing them in. Journalist and media law expert David Banks has told Talk Radio it's unprecedented.
I've never seen anything like this in 30 years of reporting on councils and authorities and public meetings. I've not seen the like of it, so I was completely puzzled by this decision. And if you're excluding the general public, then you absolutely should have reporters sitting there to let the public know what goes on.
The group which manages the block says its chief executive is standing aside to focus on the inquiry into the disaster. While a middle-aged man has appeared in court charged with fraud, it's claimed he pretended his family died to get almost £10,000 from a victim relief fund. Some breaking news. A coroner has concluded 7 men who drowned last summer died through misadventure. They all died at Camber Sands Beach in East Sussex. Mariah Carey is one of a host of stars to pay tribute to Manchester Arena bombing victim Martin Hett at his funeral. In a recorded message, the pop star said she loved him and was happy they had the chance to meet. Downing Street has indicated England could follow Scotland and Wales in changing the rules on organ donation to an opt-out system. Number 10 says it's keeping a close eye on whether the reforms will drive up donation rates. Andrea Cobbold donated part of her liver to save her baby son's life.
I know it's not an easy subject that you would bring up, but I think it would be a lot easier to opt out than it does to be opting in. I mean, it's not the fact that people don't want to, as generally as a rule, I believe, but unless you actually sit and talk about it. But if you really felt strongly about it, you would just opt out.
And the German Chancellor says she hopes a decision by MPs in the country to legalise same-sex marriage will help bring society together. Angela Merkel voted against the move, but was on the losing side.
Victoria, thank you so much for that.
You're welcome, John.
Have you just noticed how hot it is in here?
Yeah, I'm just worried about how clammy you're getting.
Well, you see, the heat has gone. I don't know what's happened. Has that stopped? Where's the air conditioning stopped?
I've tried to fix it.
Yeah.
And failed.
Oh.
It said it was on cool 33. It's not cool. It's sweltering.
I mean, it's just gone boiling in here.
Yeah, horrible.
I mean, you're clammy.
No, actually, I'm
Anybody in here would be clammy.
No.
Hello,
Cornelius is wearing a jacket.
I've just alerted. I've put a ticket in.
Yeah.
I fault reported it.
Saying that, I had to fault report earlier that my keyboard had run out of batteries because no one at engineering was answering the door to give me some more batteries. So once they've sorted the battery situation...
Yeah, and that was about 5 hours ago.
Yeah, it was. I haven't been able to type anything all day.
I don't rate our chances of getting this fixed, if I'm brutally honest with you.
No.
They're actually quite busy trying to fix the studio at Virgin Radio downstairs after Jamie East's producer knocked a cup of coffee into it.
Uh-oh.
Did he?
£4,000 worth of damage.
Wow.
I thought I hadn't seen him for a while.
So they might be busy. Anyway, Victoria, thank you. There's more in half an hour.
I'm not finished.
Oh, right, OK, she's got the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
There it is.
Cloudy with rain, a risk of heavy thundery showers across London and the South East, as well as sunshine, highs of 22 degrees.
And highs of 33 degrees in here.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah. So Victoria's back in half an hour. She will have bonus news. Now, if you know Victoria well, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that her slot is smaller than it used to be, her news slot. So we've got to fill that time at 3:30 with bonus news. Today we bring you mineral news. That's going to be happening. If it's happening in the world of minerals, you'll be hearing about it here first. You will be hearing about it first, because what you tend to be doing now is finding the stories and then sending them to Victoria so she doesn't have to do any work. But that's fine.
It is fine, thank you.
All right. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Huddersfield boss David Wagner has agreed a new deal until 2019 as he prepares to lead the Terriers into a first ever Premier League season. Meanwhile, they've completed the signing of Manchester City loanee Aaron Moy for £8 million. The midfielder becomes the club's record signing. Andy Murray will face world number 134 Alexander Bublik of Russia in the first round at Wimbledon. That's if the world number one's fit. He's been dealing with a hip problem. So too Johanna Konta, who had a bad fall at Eastbourne yesterday, ruling her out of the rest of the tournament. She'll face Su Wei Shea in the first round at SW19 if fit. Finally, British and Irish Lions captain Sam Warburton says he's not holding any grudges about missing the first test against New Zealand. The skipper was dropped by Warren Gatland for the 30-15 defeat in Auckland. He's back in the side for the second must-win meeting in Wellington. You can hear the whole thing live tomorrow morning on TalkSport. That is the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you, Ben. It's powered. He is powered. He's physically enabled by TalkSport. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll bring you the big debate next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the big debate now. So a clear majority of German MPs have voted, as you've been hearing in the news there, to legalise same-sex marriage. Just days after Angela Merkel, the Chancellor there, of course, dropped her opposition to the vote. German gay persons now have full marital rights and can legally adopt children, after 393 MPs backed the bill in a snap vote. Of course, in Germany, the process by which children are adopted is quite different from here in the UK. There are a limited number of children that can be adopted in Germany. And the process, what happens is if you want a child, to adopt a child, you have to get up really early in the morning before anyone else, come down and put a towel on that child in order to reserve it. On the line now, having listened to words and things, is Talk Radio listener Robert. Good afternoon, Robert.
Hi, John T. Robert here.
Hi, Robert.
The great Roberts, Burns, Bruce, Miles, McGarvey.
Good to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah.
Just out of interest, where in that list do you whereabouts in that list are you?
Probably above the Scotsman, but below the others.
Okay. Now you heard me say, well, you've been hearing about it, the snap vote. We hear that word all the time, don't we? Snap vote, snap elections.
Yeah.
And you're calling for a ban on snapping.
Yeah, I think it's rude. I mean, these things always tend to boil over. I mean, I saw it recently at a Beefeater and a Toby Carvery, and it's creeping into harvesters too.
Right.
I'm not saying it's a socio-economic issue, but it is interesting that you all thought that. What happened there was two blokes started arguing over the coronation chicken fountain, and it was getting pretty fraught. Then one of them turned around, dropped his trousers, and started singing the battle hymn of the Republic. He just snapped. It was madness. And I don't think that helps anyone. But he has been invited to appear on Britain's Got Talent next year.
So, Robert, you make a very good point there. Bill's on the other line. Hello, Bill. Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Talk Radio.
Hello, John. And hello, Robert. That was a lovely story.
Well, isn't it, though? Because he's made a point, though, isn't it? When people snap, they'll do it at any time. And if we ban, like, this is a man at the Coronation Chicken Fountain who dropped his trousers.
I was at Harvester. It's next to the salad cart, isn't it?
Sorry, Bill, have you ever been to a Harvester before?
All the time. I always go to Harvester's. I do like the pasta parts and the bit, you know, those pots with the little sort of bacon...
The bacon bits.
Things.
The crispy bacon bits, yes.
I put bacon crispy bits over everything.
Right.
But anyway, that's nothing to do with what we're going to be talking about
now.
No,
well, you're saying, because Robert said, you know, if we just ban snapping, this kind of thing won't happen. Bacon bits will be safe. Coronation chicken fountains will be unsullied. More snapping?
Well, no, but I've got a pet crocodile,
yes.
Right? And he's called Snappy, obviously. And it's a lovely beast of an animal, and he loves to snap his jaws. Snap. Now, do you know what his favourite food is?
Is it Rice Krispies?
It is Rice Krispies!
Oh, yes!
You know why?
No, I can't think why. Why would it...
Snap! The crackle and pop as well, but we're not concerned about the crackling and the popping, but they snap.
Yeah, but hang on, if Rob... Okay, that's a good point you make. Robert, let's bring you back into the debate there. Because if you got rid of snapping, Rice Krispies would just crackle and pop, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, I think that would be better. I mean, to be honest, I'd probably get rid of all of them. I think, to be honest, they're an American thing. We don't really want that here since they kicked us out of their land.
Yeah.
But really, what I blame for this whole fiasco is the Great British Bake Off. Or, as I call it, the not-so-great British Bake Off.
Clever.
I write for the one show. Yeah, well, that's why I'm writing for the one show. They have brandy snaps and ginger snaps.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, we couldn't afford those. You know, only posh kits had snaps. But paradoxically, you could get a three-piece suit, fish supper, and see Arthur Askey in Blackpool, and still have change from a threepenny bit.
Yeah.
The point is, it's confusing. I think we should go back to a simpler time, like the 90s, when men were men, Haute Cuisine was a bit of pepper on your Ginster's pasty, and talk radio was just a twinkling idea in the mind of somebody who desperately needed a tax write-off.
Yeah, well, you make several good points there. But let's think about this. If you get rid of snapping, surely there are things we'd all like to snap. I mean, chocolate, a bit of a chunk off some chocolate, a tree branch to fashion a stout walking stick, Jeremy Hunt's neck. All of these things, right, are wanted. To, you know, the average person in the street would happily snap. And if you take that pleasure away from them, Robert.
No, I think you can just put it in your mouth. You put the chocolate in your mouth, put Jeremy Hunt in your mouth. Yeah. It works just as well, I think.
Bill, what do you make of this?
You're on about the different things that snap. When I'm playing with Snappy, the crocodile, out in my back garden, we sometimes get our toy micro machines out, and we would, you know, snap the pieces together until they clicked. Of course, Snappy being a crocodile would always try and eat me. But a boot to his jaw always stopped him in his tracks.
Right.
So it's usually fun. And also, when we're out there, we like to take photos of each other's genitalia and put it on Snapchat.
Right, yes. Of course.
And send it to our neighbours.
Yes. Is there a lot of interest in a crocodile's genitalia, is there?
Well, you would be very surprised.
Well, I probably would.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing about...
There's a new feature on Snapchat that locates us, the exact location of the crocodile.
It's the funny thing about Snapchat, isn't it? Because you can now get... I mean, this is so millennial. Snapchat crackle and pop, can't you? Which is cereal that disappears after 10 seconds.
Yeah, going off... Yeah.
And that's
before.
Quite... You know, that's... What I'm saying is there seems to be more snapping, not fewer, Robert. Doesn't though. That's probably, you know, more, there's more of it now. There's the chat, the elections, the vote.
Let me give you a lesson here, if I may, John T. Snapping comes from the Hindi word snapchana, which literally means to ejaculate one's emotions.
Yeah.
Now, I was in a bar recently in Soho, and I saw someone just doing that right in the bartender's face with his hand.
Yeah.
I just think it's rude. On top of that, if it weren't for snapping, Cornelius wouldn't have been papped coming out of that sauna with Orville and Dusty Bin.
That is true, and it's something something he regrets enormously, I know.
Well, does he want to apologise?
Would you like to apologise?
I've already said what I need to say in the statement on my website.
Right, fair enough. That's fair enough. But in terms of where we go forward, I mean, could you put a number on it? I mean, you know, I mean, how many snap? Put a number on it for me.
Zero for me.
Zero. You're calling for zero snap, right?
I'd go for at least one.
One snap.
I'm going to update
at least,
my at negative
least
three.
At least one. At least one.
Don't, sorry, say, so you're saying at least one snap.
I'm saying this guy sounds like a fool. I'm going to say negative
three. You sound like the fool. Don't make me snap, because I can snap.
Well,
I can snap, I can snap. Just like that.
Okay. Yeah, well, if you do, I'll put you in my mouth, okay?
Just have a quick listen to this.
Yeah.
See, snap have got the power, haven't they?
Yeah,
and you can't argue with that. You can try, but you can't argue with that.
Well, let me just say that I am as serious as cancer.
Yeah.
When I say that this fool sounds like a polyp on society's sphincter.
Right.
And that is a sphincter, which is a black hole,
one
that we're circling and we're in danger of falling into.
Right. Well, I mean, it's an interesting point of view. So, and you know, that's what we're here for—is to take the point of view of the public as they call the radio station. I mean, it's a contentious issue. I realise. I mean, at the end of the day, Bill's got a crocodile in his garden. And Robert hasn't, and that's, you know, that's what divides people. It is a divided people. Some people have crocodiles in their gardens, some people don't, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Does it have to be like that? That's the question we're asking. Robert, could you sum up the debate for me in one word?
Yeah, a white dwarf.
Thank you, Bill.
Genitalia.
Thank you very much indeed. So, what do you think? I mean, that's the argument you've heard on both sides. There, do we need snapping anymore? What do you reckon? Let us know what you think. The number's 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
So do we need it? Snapping. We live in post-Brexit Britain. We've got ladybirds now and tarmac. So why on earth would we need snapping? Let us know what you think. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons, and that is the big debate.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
It's out with the old and in with the new when you trade in your old car with Renault. We're offering £2,500 scrappage allowance towards the purchase of a brand new Renault Kadjar or Renault Captur from limited stock, along with 3 years 0% APR representative finance. Amazing crossover designs packed with the latest technology. Book your test drive today. Order and register by the 10th of July. Retail customers and participating dealers only. Offer not available in conjunction with other finance deposit contributions. Minimum deposit required. Renault Finance over 18s. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
At Homebase, we're all about amazing prices for outdoor entertaining. Like garden furniture from just £39.99 and barbecues from only £7.99. Homebase. Always low prices.
Base Voyager, proceed to countdown. 10.
This Friday is a EuroMillions jackpot event. And there's a whopping £85 million to be won.
It's out of this world.
Tickets for Friday's jackpot event are available now. EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
There's a brilliant alternative to owning a car. With more freedom than leasing, it's better by far. Europcar's new long-term rental deal is the stress-free way to get behind the wheel. Delivery's free. Collection is too. There's no lengthy forms or hoops to jump through. You'll get a great mileage allowance and complimentary valets. Plus, the chance to switch cars every 28 days. Get complete peace of mind for a fixed monthly fee. Add unlimited drivers. That's also free. For the best rental service, may we recommend long-term hire from Europcar, your flexible four-wheel friend. Get long-term car hire from as little as £317 a month with a deposit of just £70. Book now at europcar.co.uk/long-term. Terms and conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Greater Manchester, we do have one lane closed due to an accident that is on the M60 clockwise. That's between Junction 1 and Junction 3. Elsewhere in Staffordshire, one lane closed, slow traffic there due to a broken down vehicle. It's on the M6 southbound between Junction 11 and Junction 10. In Worcestershire, we have two lanes closed, very slow traffic due to a spillage and an accident that is on the M42 northbound. That's between Junction 3 and Junction 3A. And elsewhere in Worcestershire, one lane closed, slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle. That's on the M42 northbound at Junction 2. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Internet and calls costing too much, minions?
Ugh, blammock.
Don't worry, you won't believe what you can get for £20 a month with Sky. There's super-fast Sky Fibre.
Sky Piper.
And Sky Talk evening and weekend calls, plus new Sky Talk Shield. All for just £20 a month, including line rental for 18 months. And better yet, it's exclusively for our Sky TV customers. With just £19.95 setup fee, it's such good value, you'd be bananas to miss it. Sky. Believe in better. Available in Sky Fibre areas. New 18-month contracts. Check speeds at sky.com. Sky Fibre 25 gig monthly usage cap. Activate Sky Talk Shield online. Further T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio. The 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I was just out there. So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. Hey, Cass.
Yep.
When this goes out on the radio,
can you
tighten that edit up where I wasn't in the room?
Yeah, no.
So there's not a gap.
I've already made a note. It's fine.
Yeah.
Just
take that out.
Yeah.
Because then what we could do is it could be like seamless,
where like the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like professional.
Yeah.
So it just sounds like I was here ready.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that I walked in silence. After the jingle had finished.
It wasn't really silence. You sort of thumped in.
My shoe didn't squeak again, did it?
Yeah. It sounded like you farted your way in.
Right.
So I've already made a note.
Just edit there.
It's going to come completely... Like, I'm going to redo the trail.
Yeah.
So that when you start talking in a second...
Yes.
Nobody will know.
Okay. Count me in.
3, 2...
Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. And of course, it is Some Request Friday. Every Friday round here is Some Request Friday. It's where you can make a request. Some request, in fact. It's like Radio 2's All Request Friday, but they are allowed to play music because they're a music radio station and Simon Mayo presides over it like a request god. However, as I say, our licence doesn't really allow us to do it with music, so we have to do it instead with speeches and talks, because we're a talk radio station. But you can request them. Birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, funerals, whatever the situation where one would cheer a loved one by requesting a speech or a talk, then we are here for you. We will do so. Errol in Flynn was on earlier. We've already played one for him. His horse Genevieve and Errol are in a jousting tournament tonight. They wanted to hear Tom Hanks's America's Dad monologue from Saturday Night Live. How to design a library that makes kids want to read TED Talk by Michael Beirut. What a weekend anthem that is. So we played that earlier. It's always good to hear it on a Friday, of course, proper earworm. But here's one that's come in here. Dear John and crew, happy bloody Friday. I just ran a marathon. It was a piece of... Can't read that word out. What's all the fuss about? Everybody thought it was for charity, and to be honest, I never said it was to anyone. They just assumed, so I've actually just spent all the donations from the Just Giving page on a holiday, and I'm writing this to you from next to the pool. Could you please play Dave Grohl inducting the band Rush into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame while I lie here and just take in how much of a ledge I am? Thanks ever so much, and that's from Jamie in East Anglia. Royal Jamie, by the pool, this is for you.
Rock and roll has forever been ensconced in mystery,
Robert Johnson selling his soul to the devil that early morning that Satan knocked upon his door. The death of Paul McCartney in 1966 and the conspiracy to replace him with an exact lookalike. Elvis sightings, Jim Morrison sightings, Axl Rose sightings. But there's one mystery that surely eclipses them all. When the f*** did Rush become cool? It was 1976 when my cool older stoner cousin gave me my first copy of 2112.
There you go. There is Dave Grohl, out of Foo Fighters, of course, inducting Rush into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And that's for Jamie in East Anglia. If you've got a request or dedication, very simple, 87222. Start your message with the word talk at Talk Radio on Twitter. Now, the reason I'm saying that little post-texting information catchphrase there is because Cornelius, who ordinarily does it, isn't in the room. For he has gone to the lift. Why has he gone to the lift? Because the haters gonna hate. So every Friday afternoon, Cornelius is live from the lift in the building. Now, why? Well, the reason's this. It's because of the haters, the trolls and the people who send us hate and abuse and just nasty stuff on Twitter, on the text, however that it wants to come into us in the studio. We give it all to Con. He goes and stands in the lift and reads it out as the lift travels downwards through the building. We don't ignore it. We don't block people. We don't delete it. We don't report people. We embrace it. So if you'd like to hate the show and me personally or anyone who works on it, this is the feature for you. Cornelius should be in the lift now for this week's Con Descending. Cornelius, you there? Cornelius?
Hello, John. Yes, here I am outside the lift, obviously. I'm going to walk into it now. Yep. And I have turned the radio off of H and J on TalkSport to this.
Professionals and expert over the next few days.
What is
to really think through that question and give it.
It's Punjab Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't really get the feel of the station there, but hopefully we will as we go on. So let's begin as we go down. It was great to hear a shake up of the show in last week with the sidekicks that can actually read. Shane Conn survived Glastonbury and the witch came back, said Chris. John, aren't you due a holiday? I'm sick of hearing you now, thinks Dave. I tuned into Talk Radio and I couldn't believe the nonsense that was on. Some idiot called John. I decided to switch over to Virgin for some tunes, and then he was on there too. I've stopped listening to the radio now. That was from Edith. John, I have started a Parliament petition to have your drivel taken off the airwaves. So far, 2,000 people have signed it, and that's at least 1,998 more listeners than you actually have, says Fran. It's great to hear the gang back together. Oh, wait, sorry, I've texted the wrong station. That was meant for Tony Blackburn on Radio 1. The John Holmes Show is made up of typical lefty Ramonas Corbynite nonsense that's infecting the youth of today and taking away our democracy, said one of Julia's listeners. This was very eloquently put, this next one is, you can admire the craftsmanship behind it. I'd like to kick you in the balls. This was from Facebook. Patrick Dargan says, is it me or is this John Holmes Show not very funny? And Ash Allen commented on that. It's a bit hit and miss and relies on some fairly weak features. Has its moments, though. I think Talk Radio should get Tommy in to do half of John's slots. Tommy and Cornelius have had a good rapport. So it's not me that's the problem, John. It's you. And I'm going to hand over to you now.
Thank you very much indeed. All of the haters who hate the show and hate me, they're the haters that the haters going to hate. So there we go, and we'll already start collating stuff for next week's Condescending. If you'd like to get involved with the hate, then 87222 is the number. Start your message with the word talk. or at Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with any word you like, but do be sure to put some hate. So then, in the next half an hour of the programme, it's a Friday, and what do on a Friday? We bring you live music. That's what we do on a Friday. Live music in session, no less, but not in the same way that Virgin Radio might do it. By having, you know, a great big old famous old band in there. No, we keep it real. We get musicians in from the streets. It's our Busker Sessions. And performing for you to take you into the weekend, Hannah is here. Hannah's with us. Playing live for us before 4 o'clock. 3.30 now, Friday afternoon. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Downing Street has criticised attempts to block reporters from a council meeting discussing the Grenfell Tower disaster. The High Court overturned a decision by the Conservative leader of Kensington and Chelsea Council to hold last night's session in private. He then cancelled the meeting. Sue Caro from the Justice for Grenfell campaign group wants him to quit.
Well, if it was up to me, he'd be gone already. I've no idea how long they can continue to spin out this kind of clinging on by their fingertips. They've lost all respect.
A man has been remanded in custody, accused of fraudulently gaining thousands of pounds by pretending to have lost family in the fire. The 52-year-old from South East London told charities he lived in the block with his wife and son. Celebrities have joined family and friends at the funeral of Manchester Arena bombing victim, who'd always wanted to exit like a diva. Martin Hett's coffin was decorated with a picture of his cat, Emily Bishop, while Mariah Carey was among the stars who sent video tributes. An inquest has ruled rip currents were not to blame for the deaths of five men who drowned at Camber Sands in East Sussex last summer. A coroner's concluded they drowned as a result of misadventure. Tennis star Venus Williams' lawyer says she sends her deepest condolences as police investigate whether she caused a fatal car crash. She denies witnesses' claim she jumped a red light in Florida before a collision in which a man died. And German politicians have voted to legalise same-sex marriage. They back proposals for a change in the law, despite the move being opposed by the Chancellor Angela Merkel. The weather cloudy for most tonight, with some clear spells across northwestern parts of the UK. Outbreaks of rain across the southern half of Britain will clear from most places by the morning. Mm-hmm. Lows of 10 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Low, always end on a high.
Tomorrow's going to be highs at 23.
That's better. There's more now.
There is more now.
Because it's time for this week's bonus news now. Victoria's news slot is smaller than you'd think, and it needs to be filled. And the reason is because she gets paid the same as she used to, even though the bulletins are nowhere near as big. So we make it up with bonus news. We bring you animal news, vegetable news, and mineral news on consecutive days. Today, the nation's favourite, mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news. Mineral news.
Okay, so
mineral news.
I'd just like to thank the people who sent in their suggestions. Nick, it was a good try, and Liver Crumbs, yours is coming up. But I did find two of these stories myself.
All right, just to be clear.
Yeah, wow. I haven't been completely lazy.
Good. So this is a new thing where you ask people to help you, essentially.
Well, it only occurred to me yesterday.
It's quite clear that she already regrets it.
Yeah. What sort of things are they sending you, unbroadcastable filth?
Not today.
Oh.
It's just...
No, that's all.
It's just some of the things were 4 years old, so that's not really new, is it?
No.
Well,
it's old.
Always do news, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, mineral news.
Okay, so...
Mineral news.
UFO hunters claim to have found fossilised alien bones on Mars after scouring through images taken by NASA's Curiosity rover. So, as we know here at Mineral News, it's been exploring the surface of the Red Planet since 2009.
News.
And if you want to see pictures, all the images it collects are in the public domain online.
Yeah.
But people have found some images, which you can see on my Twitter page, Victoria.
Oh,
_ Bourne, spelled Bourne. Or you can search the hashtag mineral news.
You have to write out
mineral news.
That whole thing, Victoria _UNDERSCORE.
No, it's the character, not the word _.
Are you a character?
You're a character. A bad one. Anyway, the pictures, they look like it's a hip bone
or something. So people are getting excited thinking, oh, it's aliens on Mars.
Right.
But experts say it's not
evidence. It's a rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And minerals. They're minerals.
Have you got a picture there?
I've at mentioned on you on Twitter.
Have you? At mentioned me. All right, I'll have a look while you're...
Yeah. So different rock minerals can sometimes make circles. So, yeah, minerals.
Mineral news.
Not aliens.
Right. I'm just looking at you. Carry on.
Okay.
They just look like rocks.
Bony rocks.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks to Liver Crumbs for this one. A shortage of minerals is driving up the cost of Tesla cars and iPhones. So the so-called technology minerals like cobalt, the cost has gone up 76% this year to date.
Oh, you're
and
joking.
Lithium's up 21%. And they're crucial for making batteries, like for electric cars, Tesla cars and phones.
It's just a rock.
You're a rock.
Thanks.
Lithium is also a rock song.
By Nirvana.
Yes. Oh. It's worth noting.
Could you actually note that down?
Yeah.
Just write that down. Yeah. It's a rock song.
Mineral news.
Sorry, the music ran out.
Is it not grunge anyway?
Grunge. Lithium is a rock song by grunge.
No, a grunge song by Nirvana, John. Oh. You're old enough to know this.
Start new again.
Lithium is a grunge, spelled B-U-R-N-E song.
B-O-U-R-N-E
by Nirvana. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
That's noted.
The music ran out. No, sorry.
Okay. And this is my favourite one. It's been revealed Sir Ridley Scott liked to spray Brad Pitt's abs with mineral water.
What?
During the
mineral
filming
news.
Of Thelma and Louise to make them shine on camera. And if you want to see a picture of Brad Pitt's abs,
you just
on my Twitter page.
They were there before this news story.
I mean, really?
Victoria _ Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E.
Oh my God, they look like mine.
That's not true. There's a book about the film which has been released, and it's also revealed Robert Downey Jr. lost out of getting the role that Brad Pitt played because he was too short. And John, if you're in case you're wondering, too short is 5'9". Brad Pitt is 2 inches taller.
Mineral news.
Because John's short, everyone.
No, I have similar abs to Brad Pitt.
It's a lie.
How do you know?
Because I can see the outline from your t-shirt. You're curvier than Brad.
He's curvier than a Kardashian.
Stop fat shaming me. Stop ab shaming me. You're ab shaming my abs.
You started it by making false advertising.
False advertising.
Yeah, there you go. Come on.
Have you got another one?
Mm-mm.
Oh, is that it?
What?
Yeah, that's three stories.
Oh.
Mineral news.
That was mineral news. Thanks, Victoria.
Mineral news.
Thanks, Victoria.
It's okay, John.
For bringing in mineral news.
Mineral news.
Next on the programme, we bring you live music because we will be inviting a performer, a musicianess, a busker in from the streets. She's been in with us before, actually. I think it's a return, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
First returner, I believe.
Yeah, which is good. So, this is Hannah. She's got a new single out, so she's going to be performing that for us live in the studio. As we've dragged her back in here to do that for us, to take us into the weekend, musically speaking. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
If you've ever attempted to communicate with life in the furthest reaches of the universe by pointing your tinfoil hat at the heavens and chanting, Nanu Nanu, then you really need to listen to this week's mind-expanding instalment of The Unexplained. This Sunday night from 10, we'll be looking back at 70 years since Roswell. They're marking that occasion. We'll be finding out how. We'll be talking about alien communication and what that's all about. We'll be finding out about a new way of looking at the UFO phenomenon and how the UFO phenomenon might be looking back at us. Plus, we'll be speaking with one of the world's main movers and shakers in tech and talking about our amazing digital future. Make contact on The Unexplained with me, Howard Hughes. This Sunday night from 10 on Talk Radio.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber, where to?
My name is Kandas. I'm 34 years old. Football lover, part of one. I live in Northeast London. Before I became partner with Uber, I was working as a parcel delivery driver. I heard about Uber just end of 2014. It's more professional. Everything's done by app. No one's giving you pressure. You get to meet quite a lot of people, especially at night time after 12. So it's really fun talking to them. I've got more freedom. I can work the time I want. I really enjoy what I'm doing. I can see my daughter more often now. She's in year 7 now, so I got more time for her. I'm visiting more countries now, and I'm going to do a few more educational courses as well.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber, where to? Visit uber.com/driveuk to find out more.
My thing, my abs. They're big on Instagram. Well, they were until I dropped a dumbbell on my phone. Anyway, I need a replacement. 12 megapixel camera for maximum muscle definition. But my budget is lower than my body fat ratio. So, you know what? It's got to be refurb.
Russell's thing. It's clearly a refurbished smartphone from eBay. That's as good as new with 12-month seller warranty. Buy refurbished tech on eBay and save up to 50% versus new. eBay. Find your thing.
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
This weekend at TradePoint, get 10% off the full FatMax range, like the 18-volt brushless combi drill with two 2-amp lithium-ion batteries. Was £79, now just £71.10. But hurry, offer ends 3rd of July. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Greater Manchester, we have one lane blocked and slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle that is on the M60 clockwise between junction 16 and junction 17. Elsewhere in Greater Manchester, one lane closed due to an accident on the M60 clockwise between junction 1 and junction 3. In Leicestershire, we have one lane closed and some very slow traffic due to an accident that is on the M1 northbound between junction 24 and junction 25. And in Worcestershire, two lanes remain closed, very slow traffic due to an accident that's on the M42 northbound between junction 3 and junction 3A. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Internet and calls costing too much, minions?
Ugh, blammock.
Don't worry, you won't believe what you can get for £20 a month with Sky. There's super fast Sky Fibre.
Sky Fibre.
And Sky Talk evening and weekend calls, plus new Sky Talk Shield. All for just £20 a month, including line rental for 18 months. And better yet, it's exclusively for our Sky TV customers. With just £19.95 setup fee, it's such good value, you'd be bananas to miss it. Sky. Believe in better. Available in Sky Fibre areas. New 18-month contracts. Check speeds at sky.com. Sky Fibre 25 gig monthly usage cap. Activate Sky Talk Shield online. Further T's and C's apply.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B.I.G.G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And singing. More of that anon. Before that, though, the news. We've been looking at the news. There's a lot of news, isn't there, of course. President Trump is in, once again being criticised for, this time, having to go to a woman's appearance regarding a facelift that she had. Well, he's been tweeting about that, hasn't he? Grenfell meeting at the council, the Kensington and Chelsea Borough Council, all broke up yesterday, and there are calls for the executives of that to resign by Labour. There's so much going on, Cornelius. It's all very complicated.
I can't get my head around
it. Don't worry, Cornelius, because you don't have to. Because Talk Radio's crack team of Japanese poetry journalists are on the case, taking the news that's complicated and rendering it simple by analysing it using short-form oriental verse. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
George Osborne honoured with degree for contributions to smirking.
The news in haikus. But live music time now, as promised. Hannah, hello.
Hello.
Hi. So, we do this on a Friday. You know this, Hannah, obviously. Because you've been here before.
Yeah.
We get a busker in, we get a musician in, and we get them to perform for us, just to take us into the weekend in what we think is something that we can all enjoy. And we were just discussing it was about a year ago, I think.
Yeah, it's like a year anniversary.
Yeah,
in a way.
Yeah. So what's happened in that year for you?
Oh, gosh, I've just finished my songwriting degree.
Yes.
So I'm going to be getting results later today.
Today?
Today.
Fingers crossed that they're okay.
Well, in that case, I don't want you to think of this afternoon as an exam, but it is. So we will be marking.
How do they give you a mark? Is it like normal degrees, like a 2-1, or do they just sort of give you a charting, like a chart position?
Oh, yeah, that'd be pretty cool. No, it's like first, second.
So when do you get the result then? Why? What do you mean later? Why isn't...
Basically, I'm going to sit down with my family and we're going to open a result. And
So you've got the result already?
Yeah,
you just haven't opened it yet?
Yeah, so I just need to...
How are you not opening that? Have you got it with you? Because I'll open it.
I'm pretty nervous, but yeah.
Oh, God. Well, I hope it's not an awkward evening for you.
You
sit down and just go...
See, if it is a bad result, you can get really angry and then potentially write a really good song.
Yeah. A rock song, hopefully.
Yeah.
All right, well, look, we'll talk to you in a bit more in a moment, but what are we going to be hearing? This is your new single.
Yeah, I'm going to be releasing it next month, and it's called Forever Young.
Okay.
And it's my first debut single.
Right.
So,
okay.
And this is the unplugged version.
Okay, good.
So the actual version's got sort of drums, bass, guitars, the whole works.
All right.
And a music video.
Okay, Hannah. Let's do it. Let's do live music. Okay, don't need the headphones, it's fine.
Thank you.
to memories in time. Engraving creases in your chest. This will never end. And goodbye. Whoa. Close your eyes.
Friday. It's live music in the studio. Hannah, thank you very much indeed for that. So that's coming out when then? This is next month.
Oh, hang on. Next July. Next month.
Next July. Yeah. Not July.
No, not
20.
Next July, next month.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine, good. And so in terms of what you do now, so you've obviously finished uni and stuff.
Yeah.
So what's the plan?
Right, well, I'm going to release this song in July.
Yes.
And then in September, I've got another single
yep.
called Love Bite.
Yeah.
And then...
Is it a cover of the Def Leppard song?
No.
Okay, just ask her.
And then I'm going to release a song called World for Two in December.
Yeah.
And I'm looking to get a charity involved with that one. So
okay.
If anybody knows, let me know.
Anyone knows a charity?
Yeah, that would like to take part. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Well, look, I mean, I honestly wish you'd let me open your results, but I know you're not going to. but I would do that. So remind us where we'd find you online and all that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah,
do all the admin.
Yeah, so it's Hannah and Music without the H on the end of Hannah, but it's all one word. And yeah, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Yeah, for all the latest news.
The modern places. Yeah. All right. So and so you said about singles though. So in terms of what there's going to be an album presumably at some point. Is there where are we in the album world?
Yeah, so, well, I'm going to be doing three singles this year.
I like the way you've got this so mapped out, by the way.
Yeah, so hopefully I'd like to do an album maybe next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of your back catalogue of writing, you've got this sort of two-month, you know, July and then and then and then.
Yeah.
Is that sort of, they're already written, these songs.
They're all recorded, written. I just got to do two more music videos and.
All right.
All ready to go.
Okay, good. Listen, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Best of luck with the results. Let us know how they go.
Yeah.
You know, unless it's embarrassing, and then don't bother.
Fingers crossed.
It's a bit weird. Anyway, thanks so much, Hannah, for doing that.
Thanks
Yasmin Khan is here with you for Drive Time on a Friday. That's what she does. Yasmin Khan.
Hello.
Yeah. So.
Are you trying to do something with my name there? Like an old joke?
No.
No?
No.
Definitely.
Well, I was thinking of, you know, like Bob the Builder and Barack Obama, and Yes We Can.
Yasmin.
Yasmin Khan.
I mean, I'd love to give you points
Friday
for
drive time. Can we fix it? Friday drive time. Yasmin can.
Thank you, guys.
There you go.
I'll clip that for the...
Have that for a jingle.
The opener.
For everything.
Yeah.
For my alarm in the morning.
Yes.
I'd like that.
What a joy.
Yeah. How are you, John Holmes?
I'm all right. Yes, fine, thanks. Yes.
When was the last time you were fraudulently online or online fraudulently?
Oh, about 2 weeks ago.
What happened?
Credit card fraud.
And How did they do it?
I don't know. Well, I have a suspicion it was at an airport.
Ah.
Right? Because that was the last thing I spent was...
Perfect place for a crime as well.
Yeah.
Just fly off.
Yeah, at an airport. And then afterwards, it was brought to my attention when I thought, I didn't buy a blender.
Well.
Especially a blender that was... £270.
What?
Yeah. What sort of blender is that?
Yeah, well, like gold plated.
So when I rang up and said, I think this is a fraudulent transaction, and then there were some other ones as well, the discussion I had with the nice lady at the bank, we had a discussion about the cost of blenders, and she agreed with me that that's a lot of money for a blender.
That is a lot of money for a blender. Yeah. We're going to be talking about online fraud today because it's huge, or fraud generally is huge.
Yeah.
And the latest statistics and research show just quite how bad it is. And also there is a lot of feeling that the police aren't doing much about it.
Right.
And the more you talk to people, the more you realise that this is actually, you know, it's affected a lot of people, people have either clicked on a link or somehow just realised that some money has gone out of their account and they don't know how it's going about.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking about that.
What I don't understand, though, right, if someone's ordering stuff, it was all online shopping,
yeah,
with mine, right? Well, surely they had that sent to their address or an address. So all the police need to do is go to that address.
Well, yeah, but if you've got it delivered to some random... I don't want to give people ideas here.
No.
But if you're delivering it to some random address where you are there to sign for
You'll have a connection to that.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Pick someone's random
It's a clue, mail. Certainly, isn't it?
Yeah, so, a way of doing it. I don't know how it works, but, I mean, would you have liked the blender?
Well, I haven't seen the blender, but, I mean, 270 quid for a blender, it's a good blender.
I would hope so,
yeah,
at that much money. It happened to be not online, the old-fashioned way. Someone started stealing my post and posing as me to open accounts.
Really?
Yes. But the wrath of Khan was upon them because I realised what was happening.
Yeah.
And then I sort of got the post office involved. And there was, I mean, it sounds kind of an antiquated way of doing it, but it worked. The postman had to sign for how many letters he had for me at the start of his shift,
right,
to say he had delivered this many letters for,
yeah,
me. And the frustrating thing was, because I lived in a small block, that when I got home, they say, "Oh, we delivered you 5 letters today," and there'd only be 2.
So is it someone?
So
in
that
your...
must have been one of your neighbours.
It was a long time ago. It was one of my neighbours. And then I was off sick one day, and I sort of ambled downstairs in a blur, you know, having feeling flu-y and awful, and sort of caught her red-handed.
Wow.
Yeah. And
the wrath of Khan was visited upon her.
I probably shouldn't talk about it on the
radio. Move on.
So anyway, we're going to be talking about that today. Today's also the 80th anniversary of the 999 service.
Yes, it is.
You ring them.
Yes.
Congratulate them.
Well, we don't want to use up their precious time for that. But I'm going to tell the story of what happened. And it's quite peculiar what I was told on the phone when I phoned 999 for my mum 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I won't go into it now, but it's certainly not something I expected to hear it on the other end of the line.
Oh, intriguing.
So,
good,
yeah,
tease. Good throw ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're also going to be getting the latest from Grenfell, talking to one of the residents who's been evacuated from the surrounding towers and been told, well, you can go back if you want to get, you know, if you want to go back, but they have no water, they have no electricity, they have no heating.
Cut the towers off?
It seems to be that they've got nothing there. So,
wow.
Yeah, go back and
didn't
get your stuff and then go where, you know.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking to them. And also, gosh, as if there aren't enough cruel ways to do things to people in the world, you probably noticed there have been a spate of acid attacks over the last few years.
Yes.
And there was a horrific one in the last couple of weeks, which we just started to hear about yesterday, about a pair of cousins. She was, a girl was celebrating her 21st birthday. She was with her cousin. They were sitting in a car, just driving somewhere, having a lovely day. Guy knocks on the window. And her cousin, who was driving, wound the window down, thought guy must want directions or something.
Yeah.
He sprayed something at them, which started to melt their clothes. And you can imagine the scars it's left.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to be finding out, why is this happening? Whether there's any reasoning behind it. And yeah, because I sort of walked down the road today and I thought, it does make you feel really vulnerable. Who, you know, it seems to be random attacks. Why are they targeting these people? Why is that happening? So all of that today, plus... But there are some things to look forward to. It's the weekend, so we're going to be doing an entertainment roundup as well.
Splendid.
Yes.
There you go. Yasmin Khan. That's a programme, I'd say. And it will be with you after the news at 4. We'll be back on Monday, 1 till 4 in the afternoons on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.